Rochester basketball on Giant FM Sports on WROI is on the air. Rochester basketball is brought to you by Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, Jennings Insurance, The Insulation Guys, Rochester Glass, Enyart's True Value, Fulton Solid Waste District, Manitow Moose Lodge number 1107. Rochester basketball is also brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, RTC Communications, Culligan of Fulton County, Woodlawn Hospital, First Federal Savings Bank, Fulton County REMC, Smith Farm Store, Fulton County Best One Tire, Tidewater Executive Tax Service. Now let's go courtside for Rochester basketball on Giant FM Sports on WROI.
Thank you very much, and good evening, everybody. Welcome to Rochester High School, where tonight the Zebra Boys will kick off their 2020-2021 portion of the season with the normal before-night Thanksgiving Culver Cavaliers. Randy Wynn alongside tonight, Brett Barrett of the Culver Cavaliers. Thanks for joining us, Brett.
Thanks for the invite, Randy. It's always obviously a pleasure to do something a little different doing the radio, but also at the same time, like you said, the night before Thanksgiving traditional game always makes you, you know, be thankful once as Thanksgiving's coming, you know, and for the friendships, the schools, everything that's going on, then obviously get to play basketball a little bit too, opening night.
Yeah, opening night here. The JV game underway in the fourth quarter. We're just halfway through, and the Cavaliers only a three-point lead here in the JV contest. It's been a battle the entire way, but we'll get more to that here in a little bit. You know, we mentioned the traditional Zebra Culver Cavalier Open. As far as I can find out in my researching, going back to 93-94, there's only been three times that Culver and Rochester didn't open the season with that, and two of those was because of success in football. And I think the other one was just maybe a snow night or something. But 96-97, it was the second game of the year, as Rochester opened with Caston that year. And then back in 98-99, the Rochester football went on to semi-state that year. They played it like the fourth game of the year. And then the next year, 99-2000, Culver went to regionals and was able to have to move that game back to the fourth game of the year. So other than that, it's been a season opener as far back as I can remember.
And it's always, you know, typical season without COVID. This is always a fun night because it's the night before Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. You get to see a lot of people from Rochester, a lot of people from Culver showing up, and just one, to see basketball, but two, you know, college kids from break usually
right.
Coming down to see the game, stuff like that. So it's always a fun atmosphere. So this is a little different when you see an empty gym and not a lot of, you know, crowd going into it, but we'll see how it goes tonight.
Well, I'm here to tell you there's more of a crowd than there was the last time I was in this gym when the girls opened their season with nobody in here but the Caston bus driver sitting away. So I'm glad to hear some noise in the background behind me. So, Brett, you've coached for many, many years and been around basketball. This COVID thing is really a different character to have to coach in.
It is, and it is a day-by-day situation. And unfortunately, you know, even right now I'm helping out with the girls program. Night in, night out, we don't know what girls are going to be able to show up because of contact tracing or, you know, getting symptoms of being sick and who they've been around. So it is a different beast where you have to plan, where everybody in your program better be ready to play, because on a given night you just don't know who's going to be on the floor.
You know, and we to open up the season tonight, Rochester Culver, we've talked about the Zebras with Rob Malko in his fourth year and his second stint under the helm of Rochester, and Culver coming in with a new coach, Kyle Evans, in his first year. But, you know, he's been coaching around, I think this is his seventh or eighth year overall, and been very successful in locations he's been, last at North Judson. But, you know, we talked to him and coming up here in the pregame, but, you know, I think you guys got a good one at Culver.
I think so, too. You know, going back to what you say, you know, first of all, you have Coach Malko, who's been here forever. You know, whether it was girls program, boys program, you know what to expect from his players. They're going to be hard-nosed. They're going to be tough. They're going to get after it. You know, that's the way he was as a player. That's what his players do for him. So, you know, that's coming. And then with Coach Evans, it is a new style for us at Culver. You know, last year we had somebody that was more of an open post, then we're going to play man. And you're probably not going to see much of that tonight from both ways. You're going to see a lot of zone defense that's really Coach Burr style from Southwood, and now, you know, when he was at North Miami, you're going to see a lot of that defense because Kyle was underneath him at one time. And then offensively, you're going to see more of a lot of screening action, a lot of backdoor cuts, different things like that. When Kyle was at North Judson last year, he had really good success with the guard play he had, and they spread the floor out, Johnny, and they shot a lot of threes. So it'll be interesting to see how Culver reacts going from a more of a pass and cut offense to a screening action and see how our kids handle that.
Coach, you've been around Culver Athletics for a long time. You were on a head coach for a while. You were on the staff. You've been on the girls' side of things. How, when these kids found out they had a new coach, it's always tough, but from what I'm hearing, these kids were excited when Kyle Evans came.
Absolutely, and I think that came from last year, knowing that we played against Coach Evans and how well their team was. So they knew it was somebody that had some credibility, that had some success last year. His North Judson team won a sheriff conference, so they knew instantly that they were getting somebody that they could believe in. And that's the transition going from a team that won one game last year to see how that transpires here. You know, I've been a joy to watch them practice. So usually every day I get to see them practice for about a half hour. The energy level's there, the enthusiasm's there, but it should be at the beginning of the year. And that, unfortunately, doesn't go into equating to wins and losses or putting the ball through the basket. So hopefully, I think tonight you're going to see a lot of energy, but we'll see how long that lasts. You know, when the ball doesn't go in the bucket and you start struggling a little bit, does that enthusiasm stay, you know, with a new program and a new coach? But loving what he's doing right now for the program.
Coach, when you have this typical first night, too, you know, there's always questions. You know, what are we going to do? We've been beating each other up in practice for 2 weeks. And, you know, what's going to happen when you get somebody on the other side in a different uniform and it's for real? And, you know, I mean, obviously not playing in front of the bigger crowd that normally you would be playing in front of. But as you get ready for this as a player tonight, what are you telling yourself? I mean, do you get the butterflies?
Oh, I think you have to. It's game one, and like you said, it means something. And I you know, I remember as a player, you couldn't stop your leg from shaking. You couldn't wait to get out in the game. And usually it took you about 2 minutes just to understand the speed and the energy level and losing your energy right away because your adrenaline's so, you know, flowing. But then getting back in the game and understanding, okay, we practiced for 2 weeks. We understand our game plan. We understand fundamentals and getting back to that. But I always remember as a player, the first 2 minutes, it is a whirlwind, and you are just getting after as much as possible.
Very familiar with the Rochester program as well. And, you know, last year, the success of the Zebras, they win a sectional, getting ready to go to regional. We talked with in the pregame about this with Coach Rob Malco. But, you know, I want to get your thoughts on it. How tough is it to not really get any closure for those kids last year, even the seniors? And the worst is the seniors that didn't get any closure. Then they didn't get any baseball or anything. But these kids that are on that team, the seniors this year, the Stasiak, Quinn Stasiak, Ryan Holt, those guys, they have an opportunity to come back and make another statement. But what's going through your mind is you don't get that closure last year. The last time you played, you won on the floor.
Yeah, normally that's for a state title. You don't know how many players get to do that, and that's a spot on. You feel awful for the kids, first of all, just because what great success. You practice all year long to get to the tournament time. You know, that's when you want to be your best. And then you win a sectional, which is a huge for, I would imagine, community pride. It was huge for Rochester. And not to get that next step to say, hey, what can we do in the regional level? That's got to hurt a little bit. You know, like you said, for seniors, that's not the way you want to go out. You want to be able to obviously finish out your season. But for the juniors, it's got to excite you a little bit. Say, hey, okay, we are defending sectional champions. We need to come back out here and show people what we're so all about. And, you know, and I had an opportunity to get to watch their sectional play a little bit last year against Rensselaer, you know, just watching film, and man, they're big, they're strong, and I would imagine they're going to do the same things they did last year and finish the night. And I think those are things as a player you got to be excited for, just to get that opportunity to say, okay, the last time we played, we won a championship, so let's show people what we're all about.
We'll talk more when we come back. We'll take a quick break. More on the pregame show. We still have about a minute and a half here in the JV contest. It's 35-33. The Zebras have now taken the 2-point lead here in the JV contest. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll talk more about tonight's matchup between the Culver Cavaliers and the Rochester Zebras. You're listening to Zebra Basketball, Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROI.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
We wanted to show thanks to our wonderful customers, so we decided to be in the giving mood and extend our purchase special through November for all purchase fixed-rate sellable loans that are disclosed in the month of November. First Federal Savings Bank will give a lender credit of $500 towards standard closing costs plus a discounted interest rate from the published rate sheet. Ask one of our mortgage loan originators for more details. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. First Federal Savings Bank is an equal housing lender, FDIC insured, NMLS number 399927.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flush, brake services, alignment, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tire. See Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
Have you heard that RTC has upgraded their new fixed wireless? RTC has invested in new towers and equipment to bring the best possible fixed wireless service to those customers in our community that cannot get fiber-based internet. This service is available in Fulton and Northern Miami counties. There are no data caps, and speeds up to 50 meg can be delivered. Call 223-2191 or 598-2782 and learn more about the new fixed wireless from RTC.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
At Shepherd Chevy Buick, the month of November is all about giving thanks, and we couldn't think of a better way to say thank you than to offer you up to $8,000 off MSRP on all remaining 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500s, up to $6,250 off 2020 Chevy Equinox, and up to $7,300 off on Silverado 2500s. And for all of our Buick fans, get up to $9,250 off Buick Enclaves, $6,750 off Buick Envision, and up to $5,500 off on the all-new Buick GX. Hey Moose, let's be real for a second. Winter is getting ready to be here and put a beating on your car, so why not let our ASE certified technicians get your car ready for cold temperatures with a coolant flush and fill for $239.95 or an oil change with tire rotation for $49.95, up to 6 quarts. Gas only, Moose. Sorry, diesels. So remember, you can go anywhere and get a deal, but you won't always be treated like family. And that's what we do here at Shepherd Chevy Buick. We will always treat you like family.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School as the JV contest is just about over. Zebras at the line shooting free throws. 12.5 seconds remaining here in the JV contest. The Zebras up 37-33. Rainy Wind, Brett Barrett with us tonight here on Giant FM. And Brett, as we get ready to get to this varsity contest, what are you telling the kids? If you're the head coach and you're in the locker room, you just saw a great JV game, it's been a battle all the way through. What are you telling the varsity kids as you get ready to go?
Typically, you're talking about, you know, first game of the year, making sure, you know, when we're talking about, we're sticking to a game plan and know what we want to do. And just kind of reviewing some of those things and talking about X's and O's, what are you starting out with, what are you not. You know, just kind of really just reiterating everything that you've been working for the first 2 weeks and making sure when they go out there, they remember some of those things. So typically, that's what we're doing in the first about 3 or 4 minutes of our scouting report, just going over that to make sure everybody's reassuring themselves.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about Culver Athletics in general. We got a few minutes here before we get to the interviews with both coaches here tonight. The girls program doing well. New head coach there as well.
Yeah, Coach Shane Lowry took over for us this summer and unfortunately get the opportunity to probably really establish his program this summer with COVID and everything. But got a decent amount of girls coming out. We're about 19 girls, and unfortunately with contact tracing and things like that here lately, we've been practicing with about 15. So things are going okay. It's just a different level. We had a large senior group last year, 5 seniors that graduated the girls program and really played a lot of varsity basketball from their freshman year on. So to replace them girls has been very difficult. You're playing with a lot of girls that don't have the experience, don't understand game speed yet, and try to get there quickly has been difficult. But every practice, obviously, you're looking to get better. So those things are exciting, seeing the girls trying to understand of what we're trying to implement is also exciting. So hopefully, you know, maybe by mid-year, maybe end of year, they'll start understanding what varsity speed and varsity games are about.
We always enjoy talking with Coach Lowry on Saturday mornings. And, you know, one of the things he tells me is, you know, the hard work. Definitely whether you get the win or loss. And, you know, it's just the learning and keep working hard. And that's definitely what your Lady Cavaliers are doing.
It is. And those are things, you know, the last 2 days, I guess I say fortunate almost that we haven't had to play a game in a long time because of COVID a little bit. We don't play until December 4th. So we've been doing a lot of fundamental things. So the last two practices have been nothing about X's and O's whatsoever. It's just pretty much, okay, let's see an effort that is, you know, resembles a varsity speed. Let's talk about being prideful in what you do. So those are the things we've been looking for lately. And hopefully, you know, when we get back next week, we start talking about cleaning up some X's and O's. But sometimes it's been a benefit of COVID a little bit because normally we're in about game 7 already. And
right.
Nice thing is we're not there. We only played about 5 games so far, so we get a little bit of a breather.
You know, as we're looking ahead at those schedules and everything else, are you able? Obviously, everything's, I mean, Coach Daziak told me the other day, he put it in best terms, he says, this year's schedule is in pencil. I mean, obviously, you don't know. You know, obviously, hopefully, the hope is to be able to get some of these other games made up and make a big stretch here in December, January.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what January looks like. You know, when you talk about shifting games and what it's going to look like, but that's exactly it. It's in pencil, and it's funny. We even talked to schools about scouting. You know,
yeah.
So we're looking at scouting opponents. You got to call schools beforehand, yeah, before you just walk in the gym and go scout. It's not that way anymore. So, you know, unfortunately, this week we were supposed to scout Monday and Tuesday. We couldn't go because their schools,
yeah,
have rules of,
yeah,
you can't have scouts come in. So it is just a different ball game this year, and unfortunately, everybody's in the same boat.
Right.
So everybody's got to go through, so you adapt. You talk to the girls, and honestly, you start controlling what you can control. You control your team.
Right.
And I think, you know, as soon as some things happen, whether it's the boys' team, girls' team, you start, you know, putting a product on the floor that you're proud of.
You know, as we get ready here tonight, obviously the JV contest is complete now. As you can hear almost dead silence in the gym, but there are people here. There really are. Rochester wins that one 38-33. We'll get some scores for you here coming up in a little bit. But, you know, as we traditionally open up here at this night, you mentioned early in the, and when we were talking about how the college kids, some of the former players always come back. That really, if you're invested in a program, that really is a neat thing, and unfortunately not happening this year.
Yeah, it means a lot. You know, especially as a coach, it always means a lot because you're talking about kids that you've coached maybe from kindergarten on. You know, so you've seen them for 12 to 13 years, have been a part of your life, and they're established into, you know, whatever program it may be, Rochester program, Culver program, whatever it is, and you want to see them come back because if they do, that means it meant something to them. You know, it means that they want to be a part of that program still and continue that legacy a little bit. So we are always, you know, excited to see former players, former students come back to see what's going on after they graduate, because that means something special to us. So we always appreciate them when they do.
You know, the other thing is with that, too, as well, is if you look down Coach Malco's coaching staff and that, there's a lot of former players that come back then.
Yeah, absolutely. His coaching staff always made us, you know, appreciate what they do. He's got all his brothers coming back, and Luke Smith, former players that, you know, obviously played extremely well for him. But that does, you know, because, again, they bought into what you were trying to sell. And if that, you know, if they're coming back to do that, that means something to you as a head coach. So it's always nice to see.
Well, we're getting ready for the warm-ups. Both teams are on the floor. We had a chance to talk to Rob Malco of the Rochester Zebras and Kyle Evans of the Culver Cavaliers. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to Zebra Basketball, Giant FM Sports, and RTC TV4.
Stop letting pain or discomfort keep you from enjoying your best life. Rochester Orthopedics, your regional orthopedic specialists, provide state-of-the-art orthopedic services you can trust. Our board-certified fellowship-trained surgeons and certified nurse practitioners treat both adults and children using the most advanced technology in the friendly convenience of the Woodlawn Hospital Quality Campus. Live your life to the fullest and call Rochester Orthopedics today at 574-223-9525.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3156 to see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC. Making a better tomorrow since 1936.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Welcome back to the preview show. This coach's interview being brought to you by
Local Radio is High School Basketball. On Giant FM
Cavaliers. And first off, Coach, congratulations on the new job.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
A lot of expectations, I think, with your success in the past coming with Culver, coming to Culver. And I think, you know, you got a good opportunity here.
Right. You know, I was blessed with some really solid players at North Judson that bought into what I was teaching. And when I came to Culver, they had played against it, and they bought in right away. They're really excited about what I do schematically. And, I mean, they're flat playing their tails off for me. And they're buying into it. It'll take some time, but we'll get there.
Coach, with this COVID situation going on, you know, I've talked to a few football coaches and some other basketball coaches that are new and really hadn't had contact for a while with the kids because of the shutdown and everything else. How's your summer been? And then once you got started with school?
We've been really fortunate. Our school has done a great job. Our players have done a nice job of following all the protocols and procedures. And we've had one kid quarantined, and that was it. And we got a full July in of weight room, off-season workouts, have not missed a practice, got all of our fall stuff in. So, I mean, it was about as perfect as it could be as far as all this nonsense.
Coach, as you get ready then for the summer and you've gotten these kids going, how difficult is it going from different schools where, you know, maybe, Justin, you had a few more choice of kids, and it's only because of the school size, basically?
I just coach whatever I got. I mean, I don't care if we got 10 kids or we've got 30 kids to choose from. We're going to coach them the exact same way and have high expectations of them. So, I honestly, I've put no thought into that because that's not a thing for me.
You know, and sometimes I, you know, when I was coaching, everybody would always ask how your numbers were. And to me, it's like you, the ones that are there are the ones you want, and those are the ones you're going to advance with.
Exactly. I would say I'd rather have 16 high-character guys that work rather than 24, and about six of them are problems, and another two or grade and all those sort of issues.
Coach, as you get ready then for this last 2 weeks, how's it going? What do you look to do with these kids? Obviously, a new program for them. Some of these kids have had multiple coaches throughout, and so how do you get them started in this season opener tonight?
Well, it starts on the defensive end for us. We're not a team that's going to be able to score a ton. We just struggle to make right now. But our guys have bought into hanging our hats on the defensive end, and you know, we've got a few different wrinkles that we're going to try tonight and see what works. Yeah. I mean, it's game one for me with these guys. It's game one for them. And, you know, it's everything's brand new, so we're going to see what works. And you know, that's the beauty of game one.
Obviously, you'd love to get a win to get the season started, but what do you look for? What's one or two of the big things you're looking for tonight as this progresses?
Well, you know, we're looking, you know, speaking of the defensive end, we're looking, is our rotations right? Are we getting to the spots? Is our closeouts right? How's our footwork? You know, are we doubling where we're supposed to? Just those little things that we can control. You know, you can control the score somewhat, but if you're not doing those little things right, it's probably not in the right direction for us. So we're just looking at the little things right now. We'd love to get a win, but the scoreboard isn't going to dictate if we're happy or pleased or heading in the right direction.
Well, you know, the other thing is I know a lot of coaches always say you're not going to win championships game one of the season, but it's just where a good measuring point to work from.
Absolutely. You know, I question your mental awareness if you think that success happens immediately. So we know it's a process, and we tell our guys, hey, it's going to be January till we're really smooth and running things really well. So we know it's a process. We know it's going to take some time, but, you know, we're in for it.
Your five starters tonight?
Owen Klinger, Cameron Minix, Marquez Anderson, Jalen King, and Braxton Conley.
Coach, thanks for stopping by tonight. Best of luck, and look forward to talking to you afterwards.
Absolutely. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Kyle Evans of the Culver Cavaliers back with more on the pregame show. Giant FM Sports and RTC TV4.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at smithsawyerins.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
Local radio is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Welcome back to the pregame show. The coach's interview now being brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, connecting you with excellent health care providers alongside now Zebra head coach Rob Malco. And coach, here it is, game day, season opener, typical Culver Cavalier night before Thanksgiving. Something finally a little normal.
Well, yeah, it's not what it usually is, but, you know, at least we're playing. Last time you and I talked like this was back in March. You know, I've never had a team that's gone 9 months without loss. You know, I mean, last time we played, we won.
Right, right.
And
got the winning streak going.
Yeah, it's a 9 month winning streak. So I hope we can carry that through tonight and have a much better Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow.
Coach, you mentioned that last year, obviously, for those senior kids, not the the ending to their senior year that they wanted. They did go out on a winning note, but really no closure. I mean, that's the toughest part, if there was any.
It was odd. You know, we have a chance to go with regional. We were excited about it on a Monday, and we're the they'd already established that we were playing, you know, we were playing Blackford. We were the IHSAA game of the week.
Yeah.
We're going to be on TV all over the state. There was a big deal about was the venue large enough. It wasn't. It was going to be jam-packed. It was seating about 3,500 people. They wanted a 6,000-seat venue. They decided to keep it there. It was going to be Hoosier Hysteria at its finest. And I was really looking forward to letting, you know, that's what it's about,
yeah,
getting a chance to experience that. And then by Tuesday, they had said, well, we're still going to play it, but we're not going to have any fans. And then you're like, okay, well, that was an adjustment in one day. By Friday, pulled the plug and said, we're not playing the regional. And a week later, they killed the tournament altogether. So, you know, it's quite a roller coaster from winning the sectional, putting ourselves in a place to have a chance of playing the regional and the success that we were able to have there at the end of the season, and then to be done in a blink was kind of crazy.
Coach, these kids, you got a lot of returners off of that group. They remember that. I think they're probably more hungry this year wanting to get out there and play than they would have been.
Well, I think the unknown is a big part of it. We have several guys that play baseball, the thing is I just told him you really need to play every game like it's your last because it might be. You just don't know. We see what happened to the girls, even though they're not done. It could be that abrupt,
right,
if someone in the state were to come out and say, we're closing everything down.
Right.
And, you know, our own girls in the last 2 weeks had an abrupt halt to things. And so you can't predict it. You can't prepare for it. It's just an uncomfortable thing in one way. In another way, you just got to, you know, put your head down and do your best and come prepared to play when they allow you to play and hope there is a tomorrow and another day. But at the same time, you can't count on it. We learned that last year.
Coaches, you ended it like we talked about last year, unfortunately, in March, and then with the IHSA rules of not being able to have contact with that change, and then with COVID and not being able to make the contact. How much pressure was it on the kids this summer to get better on their own?
It really was like going back to the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. When I played back in the 70s and early 80s, you went down to the park and you picked up games and you went in your backyard and you worked on your game. And that's what these kids had to do. Fortunately, we had a group of kids, you know, led by Grant McCarter and, you know, Kyle Reinerts and guys that would make some phone calls and say, we're going to go play at Grant's. And they played at Grant's or they go down to Fancer Park and play. You know, once we got through that point with COVID in the early summer where things loosened up where they could kind of do that. And they really did a good job on their own of going and playing. That was the fortunate side of having, I think, you know, a program where we're in our fourth season now and they know what to expect from me. And they, as leaders of a team going to be seniors, I think took responsibility and understood that when they came back that they didn't want to be behind trying to catch up with things. They were going to have to do it on their own. They did. They really worked hard at it. Now, we didn't get to go to D1 camp like you normally would and, you know, and play other schools, but they did what they could and were allowed to do as much as they could. And then in July, we were able to have some open gyms and bring the kids in again. And then we had to shut down in August, and then we were able to come back and do it again in September, October. So I give a lot of credit to the boys for having the enthusiasm. You know, I think coming off of a sectional championship, what they're looking forward to an opportunity again this season if we're allowed. And, you know, they went into the summer on their own like you should, and I hope it shows.
How is these first 2 weeks of practice once you got back into school and was able to get organized?
You know, it's really, again, it's one of those things where we have six seniors this year, and, you know, five of those guys have played all four seasons and in my program. You know, they could literally coach it. You know, they know the terminology. They know the drills. They know the press breakers. They know everything that we want to do. And that helps, I think, with the younger kids that we're trying to mix in with them. And, you know, even the younger kids are in their second or third season of the program. So I hope that that's a little bit of an advantage for us, considering, you know, if you're a new coach at a school, there wasn't a lot you were allowed to do in the off season. So, you know, maybe we can turn that into some good things. But knowing us, we'll figure out a way to make it difficult and sometimes impossible, and we'll have to figure it out.
Coach, one of the biggest questions going into the season this year is ball handling. Who's going to be? You lose two of your main ball handlers last year to graduation, and you know, and I read an article that you put out that it may be by committee, and that could be an advantage as well, because other teams scouting makes it a little more difficult.
Well, I think we have a solid team in ball handling. I don't think there's a single guy when you watch them out there. Even a Blake Hughes can handle. Now, I'm not going to have him bring the ball up the floor, you know, in a press breaker situation, but for him to touch the ball in a press breaker and as a team handle pressure, I think we're well equipped. And I think that as the season goes on, I think a Terry McLaughlin, who's a sophomore, I think that an Aiden Smith is a sophomore, will hopefully kind of find themselves in that role where they can be our primary ball handler. And yet you got Quinn Stasiak, who was a point guard his whole career until last year. You got Grant McCarter, who has handled the ball a ton in high school since his freshman year. Trent Reinholt, who is well-skilled in ball handling as a forward, can handle the ball. So I think in that respect we're in good shape. But to say we have a quote-unquote Bruce Grimm-type point guard that we're going to just follow, we're not there yet. Maybe we will be by the end of the year, but it will be a process.
Coach, you mentioned Quinn Stasiak, and, you know, he was one of those forces last year down low, really got strong. And if you look at him walking around the gym tonight, he even looks bigger and stronger this year.
Well, he is. He's really matured physically. You know, he's a strong upper body, lower body. I'm looking forward to Kyle Reinerts. I don't think people know how much he struggled with illness last season. From the beginning to the end, it was just a constant struggle for him to get healthy. He looks like a different player this year, which is fun to see. I hope he can stay healthy, because watching him have that giddy up in his step is really neat, because that's really the energy is where he thrives and how he helps us. So, you know, to see two kids like that as they've come through the program and their maturity and now as seniors, you know, we always say you only go as well as your seniors go. Okay. And just like last year's group, we had, you know, several seniors that played roles, and their tenacity and competitiveness is what led us. And then the skill of last year's juniors combined with the seniors' will was really a good combination by March. And, you know, we'll see if we can have some of that mix this season as well.
Starting out tonight, the Culver Cavaliers, what do you look to do tonight? Do you throw everything out right off the bat and see where you're at, or do you just kind of work your way into it?
Well, you know, it's always, game one's always interesting, because you just, there's the unknown. We have no film. They graduated a couple guys. We obviously graduated six guys. You know, so we got people, even though we got people back with experience, there's still some new roles that are being established. You know, last season, for example, with Blake, if he was struggling, You know, we were able to come in with a couple guys and pick him up and vice versa. Yeah. Early in the season, I don't know if we have that right now. So we're going to have some guys take ownership of their game, take pride in it, and have the maturity to play at a high level and not take nights off. And being in this first night, I hope we don't see that. But I think what's going to be different is the crowd, which there isn't going to be one. So you're not going to pull energy from the stands. So I just don't know. There's a lot of unknowns.
Do you look to try to create your own energy in that with pressing right off the bat, or wait and see what the mood is?
I don't know if we have the depth. You know, that's the thing. Last year we had a lot of depth, and this year we're not as deep. So you don't want to run guys in the ground in the first half. So I think, to answer your question as plainly as I can, we will probably throw a lot of things out there to see how it works. If for no other reason, so we can get it on film and see it for ourselves and teach the guys before our next game how we need to play that better. At the same time, searching as a coaching staff as to, you know, what fits these guys best. And hopefully, cross my fingers, we're not switching things up because we have foul trouble or other issues.
What do you look to do tonight? Obviously, win is the first thing, but what do you want to see other than that out of tonight's game?
I just hope we play hard. I hope we play, you know, as a coach, you push guys. There's no question that my style can be somewhat intimidating to a kid, especially young players that don't know me as well. And for them to find that balance of me coaching them hard and pushing them and still playing their game, still relaxing and trusting their instincts. That's what I'm going to be looking for with our young players, especially, is can they settle in and trust themselves, and every now and then, you know, take a browbeating from me or a situation where they get pulled out of a game and some of my assistants are coaching them up about what we need to do better, and then have that confidence to go back out and play. So I think I'm going to be looking for body language, energy, because I, you know, a lot of times effort and how hard you play, the team that makes the most mistakes tends to win because you're playing harder.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean turning the ball over a ton, because you got to eliminate, you don't want to do that, but there's going to be mistakes made, and that's what I told the guys. You know, and our job between now and March is to play at a high level of energy, and each week fewer and fewer mistakes, and you know, this is week one, so we'll see.
Five starters.
We're going to go with the five seniors. And I shouldn't say that, because Reese Rini's playing this year as well with us, which he's been great to have in the program, and he works so hard. But the five seniors that I'm referring to would be Grant McCarter, Quinn Stasiak, Trent Reinholt, Kyle Reinerts, and Blake Hughes.
Coach, wish you the best of luck. We'll look forward to talking to you afterwards.
All right. Thank you, Randy.
Rob Malko, the Rochester Zebras, back with more of the pregame show. Giant FM Sports and RTC TV 4.
Smith Farm Store and their knowledgeable staff are ready for fall. Smith Farm Store, your official Skaggs, Steel, and Simplicity dealer, with a full line of equipment from leaf blowers to snow throwers. Smith Farm Store staffs a fully certified repair technician to tune up or fix your equipment so it's always ready. While you're at Smith Farm Store, be sure to check out their inventory of clothing, pet, and equestrian supplies, paint, lighting, grills, wood stoves, and much more. Everything for every project. All under one roof. Smith Farm Store, 151 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
Tax season is here, and getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 25 years' experience, Tidewater is happy to assist individuals, small business, and corporate accounts. Located in downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers fast refunds, being prepared with personal and professional care. Call 574-367-7366 today for an appointment. Tidewater Executive Tax Service is your hometown tax resource.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater Tax Service.
The Fulton County Solid Waste District has convenient drop-off sites throughout Rochester and Fulton County. Bring your clean and contaminant-free items to one of the following: 1452 Wenzel Street, Smith Farm Store parking lot, the former Hart Shafter Marks parking lot, Save-A-Lot parking lot, Leiter's Ford Tavern parking lot, the old service station in Kiwana, behind the Caston School, and the lot behind Dilly's Restaurant in Akron. For a large amount of recyclables, drop them off at the recycling center. 1452 Wenzel Street, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to noon. For more information, call 574-223-4939.
Hello. This is Lauren Doherty. As a Rochester native and graduate of Rochester High School, I am pleased to return home and join the practice of Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. After attending Ball State University for undergraduate studies, I continued on to law school at Charleston School of Law in South Carolina. I look forward to assisting new clients with personal, business, or family legal needs. I encourage you to stop by our office at 125 East 10th Street or give us a call at 574-223-4292. Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins is here for you now and will be here for you in the future.
The Manitowoc Moose Lodge, 1107, located at 1911 West Side Road in Rochester, offers dinner from 4 to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Food is prepared by One Eye Jacks of Winnemac. Daily specials are available along with their full menu. Call 574-224-3914 for reservations. The Manitowoc Moose Lodge, 1107, says there's no better feeling than making a difference in the lives of children, seniors, and communities. High energy bills? Contact the Installation Guys, LLC, Rochester, and let them be your solution to modern energy efficiency. They provide spray foam insulation for every application, from new home to attic upgrades to pole barns and everything in between. Spray foam seals the exterior of any structure from air filtration, which accounts for most heating and cooling loss. Call the Insulation Guys at 260-705-7477 to solve your high energy bills.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Welcome back to Rochester High School as time now for the starting lineups as the warm-ups have completed. Starting lineups being brought to you by the Fulton County Solid Waste District. Don't trash our future. Please recycle. First for the guest on the scoreboard, the Culver Community Cavaliers. They'll start with a 6'2 senior, number 10, Owen Klingler. They'll also put another senior on the floor, a 6'2 senior, number 15, Braxton Conley. A 6-foot junior, number 20, Jalen King. A 6'3 junior, a number 32, Marquez Anderson. And a 6-foot junior, number 3, Cameron Minix. Again, the Cavaliers are coached by Mr. Kyle Evans in his first year at the Culver Cavalier helm. Time now for the starting lineups for your Rochester Zebras. They will start all five seniors, as you heard Coach Malco say. The 6'3 senior, number 2, Quinn Stasiak. 6'2, number 3, Grant McCarter. 6'4, number 11, Kyle Reinerts. 6'2, number 12, Trenton Reinholt. And a 6'6 senior, number 23, Blake Hughes for the Rochester Zebras. Again, Coach Rob Malco in his fourth year in his second stint here at Rochester High School. That's going to do it for the starting lineups. Again, being brought to you tonight by the Fulton County Solid Waste District. Randy Wynn, Brett Barrett, glad you could join us here tonight as we get ready to start the 2021 basketball season. Brett, final thoughts here before we get ready to go.
Well, first of all, I like what both coaches had to say. You know, in your interviews, you got Coach Evans talking about that scoreboard is not going to, you know, see our successes on the floor. We're going to talk about, you know, is our effort there? Are we rotating the right way? Obviously, he's implementing a new program, so he wants to see those baby steps happen to get the better picture. And then, obviously, when Rob talks, and the funny thing, he talked about the 60s and 70s. So that means he's old. Maybe we'll make sure they understand. That means he's old. But, obviously, he's talking about continuing some of those traditional things they had from last year. You know, I look at his starting five, and they're put together. They're strong kids. I remember seeing those boys when they were middle school playing, and they were a very good class. And, man, they have grown up to be young men, so I would imagine they're going to expect some good things from them.
The JV contest went to Rochester tonight, 38-33. Leading the way for the Zebras was Brock Bowers with 21. And for the Cavaliers, a name familiar with Culver Athletics through football, Shane Schumann with 14 for the JV squad. The tip being brought to you tonight by the Insulation Guys, your hometown certified insulation provider. The tip is controlled by the Zebras, and Grant McCarter will start with the basketball. McCarter on the near side, swings it right side, now to Reinholt. Reinholt tries to go down low to Reinerts, tipped away, right into the hands of Hughes, up off the glass, good. Zebras strike first. Blake Hughes with his first two of the season. 2-0 Zebras. Cavaliers now with the basketball. Klingler has it top of the key. Klingler loses it in the hands of McCarter. McCarter against Klingler. Fake, up and off the glass, no good, but a foul coming. And McCarter will shoot the first free throws of the contest.
Obviously, great start there for Rochester, seen in Culver's 2-3 zone, finding the gap down low. Nice, easy put up for Hughes, and then turnover, unfortunately, for Culver.
McCarter at the free throw line, shooting the two after a nice head and ball fake and got Klingler up in the air. Klingler picks up his first, team first. First free throw, good for McCarter. 3-0 now, Zebras to go. 29 seconds gone here in the opening quarter. Randy Wynn, Brett Barrett, glad you could join us tonight here on Giant FM Sports and RTC TV 4. McCarter's second free throw on the way. Rims in and out, no good. Rebound fought for, last touched. They're going to say by the Cavaliers, it'll stay with the Zebras, baseline left. Coach Malco calling out the play. McCarter will inbound. Slaps the basketball. Sets things in motion for the Zebras. Out top to Quinn Stasiak. Reinhold in, has it knocked it loose by Klingler. It'll stay with the Zebras. Nice effort that time by Klingler. Almost had the steal.
Yeah, they're doing a good job extending out in their zone. What they're going to give up is blocks, though, and Rochester has the height to pound the blocks, so we'll see how Culver adjusts to that.
7:20 to go here in the opening quarter. McCarter with the basketball. Down low to Hughes. Up off. No good. And a block coming. And Culver will get the basketball in the alternating possession. Good defense that time by Anderson.
And that's kind of what I was talking about. We're giving up the blocks a little bit. That's a nice, easy direct pass, but good job by Marquez of rotating down and getting the block.
Klingler with the basketball goes to Anderson on the left side. Now he'll hold it up top. Will Minix back now top of Key to King. King goes left side now to Conley. Conley with the basketball. Looking, he's going to be trapped, and he does get away. And a loose ball, and it's going to be last touch by Klingler. It'll be another turnover against the Cavaliers. Just under seven to go here in the opening quarters. He was on top 3-0.
Yeah, that's two offensive possessions for Culver, with resulting in two turnovers. So they obviously have early game, early season jitters there.
Reinhold with the basketball for the Zebras on the right wing. Reinhold down low to Hughes, out in the corner now to Stasiak. Quinn, one dribble, now to Reinhold. Near side, now to McCarter. McCarter puts it on the floor, goes to the middle, kicks it back to Reinhold. Reinhold then has it tipped loose by King, and it'll be last touch by Jalen as he attempted the steal. Nice hands that time by Jalen.
Yeah, great energy right now by Culver. Enthusiasm and energy is there, so hopefully they'll be able to keep that up and keep their defense intensity.
Reinhold looking to inbound, does in the backcourt to McCarter. McCarter will now bring it across the timeline. 6.5 to go here in the opening quarter, 3-0 Zebras. Over the top pass deflected. It was intended for Reinerts. Picked up by the Cavaliers, and here's Klingler now with the basketball. Klingler goes to the left side now to Anderson, top of the key. Down low to Conley. Gives it back now to Menix. Menix stopped the key. Left side down to King. King in the corner. Looking for Klingler. Has it now left wing. Klingler against McCarter. Puts the ball on the floor. Now comes to the near side to Anderson. Back up top to King. King with the basketball. Finds Menix. Culver being very slow, very methodic here on their offense. Looking for that next pass. Looking for that next open person. Anderson holds against Hughes. Anderson on the left wing. Now top of the key to Klingler. Against McCarter at the top of the key. Goes left side. Now does Klingler. Tries to throw it over the top. Intended for Conley, but too hard. It'll go out of bounds. And the first sub of the contest belongs to the Zebras as Tarek McLaughlin, a 5'9 sophomore, will check in. And Trenton Reinhold will sit down. McLaughlin now will run the points for the Zebras. He'll bring the ball across the timeline. McLaughlin goes near side now to McCarter. McCarter. One dribble, picks it up, now gives it off to Stasiak. Stasiak at the volleyball line, goes near side now to McCarter. McCarter, back to Stasiak, thinking about a three, puts it on the floor, goes to the hole, up off the glass, good. Quinn Stasiak with his first two of the night. It's 5-0 now. Zebras on top of the Cavaliers with 5:13 to go here in the opening quarter. Klingler with the basketball and the Cavaliers coming into the corner. Now to Menix. Menix gives it up to Conley. Conley kind of caught that off guard. Didn't realize the ball was coming. Now to Klingler. One dribble at the elbow. Back out to Anderson. Now to King. King on the right wing. Cross-court pass out to Klingler. He'll fire the first shot of the contest for Culver. In and out, no good, but a nice rebound by the Cavaliers. Klingler has it back. Nice tip that time by Anderson. Realized he couldn't get it, but tipped it out to a teammate. Minix with the basketball top to key. Now to King. King outside the three. Now drops it off to Anderson. Anderson with the basketball top to Klingler. 4.5 to go here in the opening quarter. Klingler got low to Anderson. Hughes with the steal. Quickly ahead to Reinerts. Reinerts to Stasiak. Up off the glass, no good. And Klingler with the rebound. Klingler then will push. Klingler, top of the key. Anderson, back to King. Klingler will reset on the right wing. He gives it off to Anderson now. To Minix. Minix with the basketball. Klingler, three ball, good. Good-looking shot that time by Klingler, and it's 5-3 now. Zebras on top with 3:50 to go here in the opening quarter. McLaughlin in the backcourt, a little token pressure put on by the Cavaliers, causes the Zebras' first turnover.
Yeah, so far, you know, Culver's doing a good job of being patient offensively, trying to work the basketball, get some clean shots. So, you know, obviously they had four turnovers, you know, but when they're getting the good looks, they're actually hitting them right now. So it's probably making Coach Evans a little bit happier there.
Ortiz into the contest. He'll fire a three ball. Good. And the Cavaliers take a lead, 6-5, with 3:44 to go here in the opening quarter. McLaughlin gets the ball into Stasiak, and he's going to be fouled right in the corner on the inbound pass, and that foul will come against Cameron Minix. That's going to be his first, team second. McLaughlin will look to inbound again. Back to Quinn. Now it gives it off to Tarek. Tarek brings it across the timeline. Tarek back up top to Quinn. Quinn at the free throw line, drops it off down low to Reinerts. And Reinerts has his first two of the contest. 7-6 now, Zebras on top.
Nice pass by Stasiak there, breaking down the middle and getting a nice bounce pass down low.
Zebras now going in the 1-3-1. Minix with the basketball. Ortiz up top. He'll have the basketball on the near side now. Back to Minix. Cavaliers content, trying to maybe make the Zebras try to force them to come out of this 1-3-1 look. Ortiz and Minix just playing catch out top. 2:59 to go here in the opening quarter. 7-6, Zebras on top by one, and here comes Coach Malco with the trap. Ortiz with the basketball. Now to King. Chipped out of bounds by Hughes. It'll stay with the Cavaliers right in front of the Zebra bench.
Yeah, and Coach Malco talked about he might be running multiple defenses to see which one works best, and you know, maybe try that 1-3-1 every now and then, see if he creates some turnovers.
Minix will inbound. He deals it to Ortiz in the backcourt. He'll bring it across the timeline. He now gives it off to Jalen King. King back to Ortiz. Zebra is now in that 2-3 look. Cavaliers taking their time, setting their offense where they want it, getting everybody in position. Minix with the basketball. Now back to Ortiz. Down to the left side to King. 2:25 to go here in the opening quarter. 7-6, Zebras on top. Randy Wynn, Brett Barrett, glad you could join us here tonight for the season opener here at Rochester High School. Three ball on the way by Minix. Rims out, no good. Rebound fought for. Last touch by the Zebras. It'll stay with the Cavaliers as Reinerts will come back in. And also coming in for the Klingler, checking back in for Culver. And checking in for the first time tonight will be Aiden Smith for the Rochester Zebras. Ortiz with the basketball. Brings it to the near side. Klingler up top. Klingler down the right wing to Smith up top. Back to Klingler. Trying to get it down low to Conley. He does. And gets it back out to Klingler. Brings it to the left side to Ortiz. Jalen King with the basketball. Now over to Ortiz. One dribble, leaves it for Klingler. Zebras in the 2-3, good talk, and that's when you don't hear have many crowd. You can hear the defense talking for sure. King with the basketball, now back up top to Klingler for the Cavaliers. 1:35 to go here in the opening quarter. 7-6, Zebras still on top by one. Ortiz has it, goes to the hole, up off the glass, no good, and a blocking foul coming against Hughes. And that'll be the first one of the night against the Zebras.
A nice job by Emiliano Ortiz there. A little shot fake on the three, attack the basket, trying to get, obviously, a power layup. So a good job by Ortiz.
Go to the line, hit and shoot two. Trying to tie it and take the lead here with a minute 32 to go here in the first quarter. First one on the way, hard off the back of the iron, no good. Reinerts back into the contest. Quinn Stasiak will get a breather. And McCarter will check back in. And he will check in for Hughes. So on the floor for the Zebras, McCarter, McLaughlin, Smith, Reinerts, and Reinholt. As the officials talking to Coach Evans about something, not sure what. Here we go. The officials put the ball in play. Second free throw on the way for Ortiz. Good this time. We're knotted at seven. receivers. A little confusion on who's taking it out. And McLaughlin finally does. Gives it up now to the Zebras. Reinerts with it. Back to McLaughlin. Carrick with the basketball. Gets it across the timeline. And officials will say he's going to be forced out of bounds by Klingler. And that'll be his second, team third. Coach Evans quickly to the bench. And he'll bring in Zahner.
COVID subbing there. You see that? It took a while to get him in out of everything.
Yeah, you can't really go. You got
to
look and see where he's sitting because you know, they got the seats spaced out properly. And, yeah, sometimes that makes it difficult. McLaughlin now with the basketball. McLaughlin to Smith on the right wing. Smith puts the ball on the floor, goes in the corner to Reinert. Reinholt then loses it, picked up by McCarter. So Reinert. Reinert's down low, excuse me. Three ball on the way by McLaughlin, no good. And it's going to be last touched by the Zebras. Nice job by Jalen King. Went airborne and threw it off of the Zebras. Wow.
Yeah, did a nice job hustling there. And with Owen Klingler being out with two fouls, now he has taken the role of point guard for the Cavaliers. So he will be bringing the ball up against, it looks like, a 2-3 zone for against Rochester.
Zebras will take their time here and just kind of let the clock run. Tie at 7 here with 40 seconds to go. Cavaliers will just keep passing it back and forth. Probably going to look for one shot here. And, yeah, there's Coach Evans giving up the signal for one shot.
Now the question becomes, can you handle the ball for 30 seconds to get the last shot?
Zebras in that 2-3, just kind of letting it go. Put a little token pressure up occasionally. And King now with the basketball with 20 seconds. We'll see when Coach Evans decides to go.
And if you're Culver Cavaliers right now, you're pretty excited to be knotted up at 7-7 and get an opportunity for that last second shot.
Ball goes down to Zahner and unfortunately thrown behind him and it goes out of bounds. And Coach Malco going to his bench to bring in a couple of the back of the starters in Hughes and Stasiak. Smith and McLaughlin will sit down. Coach Stasiak wants an opportunity here with 10.8 seconds to go to try to take the lead. And Quinn gets the inbounds. Quinn cross the timeline with 6. Quinn goes to the hole. Fakes. Can't find anybody. Now that Reiner with a 3-ball on the way. No good. Hughes with the rebound up and no good at the buzzer. And at the end of 1, we're tied at 7. Again, 1/4 complete. We're not in at 7. You're listening to Zebra Basketball, Culver Cavalier Basketball, Giant FM Sports, and RTC TV4.
If you're planning on painting, check out the all-new Paint Center at Inyard's True Value of Rochester. Come in to see all the colors on display for interior and exterior easy care paint. The pros at Inyard's can help you decide the best color for your room. They have all the supplies you need to make your project a success. Inyard's True Value, 1619 Main Street, is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7. Saturday 7 to 6, and Sunday from 7 to 5.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School again, 7-7 in the first quarter. A score to pass along thanks to Coach Davis. It is now Warsaw 51, Shortridge 27, beginning of the fourth quarter. Shortridge, I asked, where is that? I've never heard of it. It's out of Indianapolis.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would have been my first question, too. Who is that and where are they
from? Yeah, he sent me that one. I'm like, okay, he's pulling. He did that during football. He'll pull scores out of him. I'm like, where did you get that?
Is that a COVID schedule?
Yeah, it must be. Must be. Columbia City wins the JV boys game. So Coach Davis bringing in the Warsaw area scores. But, Brett, you've got that first quarter. Kind of look at some stats there.
All right, for the Culver Cavaliers, Emiliano Ortiz led the Cavaliers with 4 points, followed by Owen Klingler with 3. So those are only the two scores for the Cavaliers. And then Rochester Zebras really had 2 across the board with a lot of their bigs. Blake Hughes, Reinarts, and Stasiak all had 2. So a lot of equal balance for the Zebras.
Zebras start the second quarter with the basketball. Yes, Warsaw was the Play Valley. So COVID change there for opening night. That's Coach Davis. McCarter with the basketball now leaves it for Stasiak down low. He kicks it back out to Reinerts at the elbow. Good. Reinerts has got 2 more, and it's 9-7 now. Zebras on top.
Good ball movement. Great-looking jump shot there by Reinerts.
As Smith, King will bring the ball across the timeline. He leaves it for Ortiz outside the volleyball line. Now Jalen with the basketball. King puts it on the floor, directing traffic for the Cavaliers. He loses it for Anderson now, and Anderson brings it back up to the top to Ortiz. Ortiz on the left wing. Cavaliers trailing by two with 7 minutes to go here before halftime. King to Ortiz. Ortiz on the left wing against Kyle Reiner. Now back to Anderson. Anderson down in the corner to King. King tries to go down low to Zahner, and a foul coming. And that's going to be the second on Hughes.
Yeah, great ball movement again there by the Cavaliers. Really being patient offensively and just working the ball from side to side, and got a nice foul down low against Hughes. And that could be pretty big for the Cavaliers. So now you have Hughes with two, and on the Cavaliers side, you got Klingler with two. So we'll see how that plays out.
You heard Coach Malko say in the pregame that he's hoping not to change plans because of foul trouble, and now Hughes picks up his second. Steal by the Zebras. McLaughlin in for Hughes, and he gets the steal right off the bat. Now back up top to Reiner. Reinhold with the basketball to McCarter. Now down in the corner to McLaughlin. McLaughlin down low to Quinn Stasiak. Quinn up and under. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up and the foul. Quinn Stasiak will go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Wait and see who the foul's called on. And that is on Marquez Anderson. Could be his first, team fourth. Quinn Stasiak at the line now to complete the three-point play. But first, we'll have a substitute for the Cavaliers. And Cameron Minix checks back in, and Ortiz sits down. 6:28 to go here in the first half. Zebras on top, 11-7. Quinn trying to make it 12. Free throw on the way. And it is no good, but a lane violation on the Cavaliers, as Quinn kind of has that catch as he goes, and it caught the Cavaliers off guard.
And I think here on a make, I heard Coach Mackel say it's 55, so I imagine the press is coming, so Culver, we'll see how they handle it.
Second free throw attempt now after the lane violation on the way for Quinn. That one's good. It's 12-7. Yep.
Nope.
Change the back. Going to go man. It's like pick him up at half court, going a little man pressure. So Minix will bring it across. It goes to Anderson. And here comes the half court trap over the top to King. Reinhardt with the tip and then picks it up. Reinhardt quickly to McLaughlin. Quickly ahead to Quinn Stasiak. Quinn down low. Trouble. Gets it to Reinhold. Reinhold with the basketball. Top of the key. He leaves it to McLaughlin. His three ball on the way. Good. 15-7 now. Under six to go here in the first half. King with the basketball. He'll bring it across the timeline. And there comes the trap. Ball's tipped over the top. And another turnover for the Cavaliers. McLaughlin picks it up. He'll leave it for Stasiak. Stasiak goes to the hole. Kicks it back out to McLaughlin. Three ball on the way again. No good. Follows his shot. Gets his rebound. Up no good. But a foul coming. You don't see too many players anymore fall their shot like Tarek just did. And it paid off for him as he gets his rebound and a foul. And that foul coming against Jalen King, his first, team fifth, and Tarek McLaughlin at the line shooting two.
Pretty good looking sophomore there. He elevates on his shot and gets into the rim, so nice work.
Free throw hard off the back of the iron, no good. Coming back in will be Klingler with two fouls. So Klingler going to have to play with some caution, but Coach Evans feels he needs to get him back in there. Free throw on the way by McLaughlin. Short off the front of the iron. Klingler with the rebound. Klingler will run the point, and he'll bring the ball across the timeline. Klingler has the ball thin tipped by McLaughlin, and last touched by McLaughlin. I believe it'll stay with the Cavaliers as Coach Evans wants a timeout. And we'll take one as well. With 5:22 to go here in the second quarter. 15-7, Zebras on top. Giant FM Sports and RTC TV.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things. Like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Cavaliers take the timeout to try to regroup here as the Zebras putting a little pressure on, and Coach Evans wants to make sure everybody's on the same page.
Yeah, Rochester's doing a great job of trapping first pass, and it's causing some chaos for Culver to, you know, read and react right now. They're struggling a little bit with read and react, so we'll see how it goes. Good timeout, though.
Yeah, Conley with the basketball. Anderson now has it. Anderson goes from the far side to Klingler. Klingler loses it and picks it back up. He's going to be double-teamed. He's got to get a step through and an offensive foul as trying to clear out to make that pass, and the official was right on top of it. And Klingler now with three. So Ortiz will come in, and so will King, and Klingler will sit down, and so will Anderson. Zebras now with the basketball on the far side with 5:04 to go here before halftime, up 15-7. Smith back in the contest as well for the Zebras. He gives it off to McCarter in the corner, back to Stasiak up top. Stasiak with the basketball to McLaughlin. Comes to the near side to Stasiak. Stasiak to Reinert. The give and go. Just misses Quinn on the cut. Reinert still with it. Cross court pass to Smith. Three ball on the way. No good. Follows his shot. Gets his own rebound. Back to McLaughlin. To Quinn. Quinn will fire the three ball. Good. 18-7. Quinn's got three more. That's one thing that Quinn has really improved his game is that inside and out option that he has. Ortiz with the basketball now. He leaves it for King. King down low to a cutting Conley up and no good, but a nice cut and a nice read by King. Saw Conley with the wide open cut. The Zebras will pick up a foul. Reinerts picks up his first, team third. Conley at the line for two. 4:12 to go here in the first half, 18-7. Free throw bounces around, no good. Josh Havron checking into the contest for the Cavaliers for the first time, and Zahner will sit down. Conley will have another opportunity. Second free throw, good this time, 18-8. Culver going to put a little pressure on themselves, trying to force a turnover. Smith with the basketball in the backcourt, gives it off to McLaughlin. McLaughlin goes over to the top to Smith. Smith with the basketball, leaves it for McCarter. Three ball from the corner, no good. Quinn with the rebound, up and good. Daisy Ack with the rebound basket, it's 20-8. King with the basketball. Now to Ortiz. Ortiz gets it across the timeline. Ortiz tries to get it over to Havron, but the pass is stolen, and here come the Zebras. Smith with the basketball to McCarter. Left wing, three ball, in and out, no good. Quinn with the rebound, leaves it for Reinerts, up off the glass, good. Coach Evans wants another timeout. 3:27 to go here before halftime. Zebras 22, Cavaliers 8. You're listening to high school basketball. Giant FM Sports 92.1, WROI and RTC TV4.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. Serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
Local radio is high school basketball. On Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School, a season opener for boys basketball here tonight. Randy Wynn, Brett Barrett, glad you could join us here on Giant FM and RTC TV4. 22-8 now. The Zebras have opened this thing up a little bit with some pressure down low, but I think it's more Culver's just kind of panicking a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit of both going on. Rochester's obviously increased their intensity and playing man-to-man trapping everywhere, and it's become the Quinn Stasiak show, I think. You know, he's done a great job of hitting some shots, offensive rebounds, and then really good passes. So Quinn's doing a great job right now.
Culver will have the basketball to inbound, and they'll do it come the whole distance, and the Zebras will put some pressure on the entire way. Ortiz with it, now down low to Conley. Conley has it, knocked away, gets it back up. Great hands on Conley's part, out to Ortiz. Three ball on the way. Off the mark, no good. Smith with a rebound, and a foul is coming. And I believe Haverin going to pick up his first. And that'll be the team seventh, so we'll walk to the other end and shoot one and the bonus with 3:09 to go here in the first half. And I believe McLaughlin will be the shooter for the Zebras. Brady Wynn, Brett Barrett. Our next broadcast was supposed to be a doubleheader on Saturday, but the girls, with the postponement because of COVID, got postponed. And then the boys get a phone call this week, Triton Central postponing due to some COVID issues. So there's no basketball on Saturday for WROI. Our next broadcast, as of right now, again, we talked earlier how the season is all in pencil. So is our broadcast season. It is scheduled for Wednesday night right back here at Rochester High School. The Peru Tigers will come to town, take on the Lady Zebras. So girls basketball getting back underway next week. Both free throws missed. Smith gets his second rebound and gets a down low pass to Reinhardt, and he's up and good. Got to remember to block out the shooter.
Yeah, nice job, you know, even finding a nice fundamental bounce pass into Reinhardt.
Double teamed in the corner is Ortiz. He gives it off to Haverin and thrown out of bounds. And coming back into the contest for the Cavaliers will be Anderson, and Ortiz will sit down. 25-8, 2:52 to go here in the first half. Randy Wynn, Brett Barrett, glad you could join us. We'll kind of look at those schedules coming up here at halftime as well, as a lot of changes in the schedules. Smith, three ball on the way, no good. McLaughlin with the rebound. The one-handed pass down to Stasiak, up off the glass, good.
And Culver's coming out in a box and one look. I'm a Carter, and obviously Rochester is doing a great job just moving the basketball and getting it where they want it.
Anderson with the basketball, gives it off to King. King with it, back to Anderson. Anderson on the King corner, back to King. King fakes a three, steps behind the line, now picks up his dribble, he's got to do something with it. Gives it down low to Conley. Conley with the basketball for the Cavaliers at the block. Now kicks it back out to Minix. Minix left wing. Minix against Smith. To King, his three ball top the key, banks it in. 27-11.
Banks are not closed yet, I guess.
Not on a Wednesday. Not before the holiday, anyways. McLaughlin with the basketball. Top the key to Smith. McLaughlin penetrates, pulls up jumper at the free throw line, good. 29-11. Culver will inbound. Anderson to do so, does to King. King now gives it to Minix. Minix with the basketball over the top to King. King tries to dribble the penetrate the lane, but kicks it back out to Minix, top the key, left side to Anderson. Anderson holds on the left against Reinhardt. Top the key now to King. Top the key. King holds with 1:09 to go here before halftime. Down low to Anderson. Anderson in the paint, got to get out. Finally does, gets it out top Minix. To King. Down low to Anderson at the right block. Back to King. King against Stasiak. The pass is deflected by Anderson, or excuse me, by Smith. Picked up and good, the foul. Aiden Smith with the layup. And the foul is on King, his second. And coming in the contest will be Dalton Powell. And Klingler back into the contest as well. Minix sits down, and so does Conley. Aiden Smith with the one free throw, three-point play on the old-fashioned way. And it's good. 32-11. And 32-11. Trenton Reinholdt back into the contest as Aiden Smith will sit down. 49.7 seconds to go here before halftime. Cavaliers with the basketball. Klingler will walk it across the timeline, and Culver will try to hold for one with 40 seconds to go. Zebras drop back into the 2-3 zone. top. Klingler. Now left side goes to Powell. Back over the near side to Klingler. To Powell with 23 seconds to go. To Klingler. Again, Zebras in the 2-3. Looking to extend it. Now they do with 14 seconds. To Powell. Powell on the left side. In the corner. Nice pass by Anderson. Rejected by Stasiak. Right into the hands of Powell. Three ball on the way. No good. Reinholt with the rebound. Half quarter at the buzzer. No good for McCarter. And at halftime, Zebras 32, the Cavaliers 11. You're listening to high school boys basketball. Giant FM Sports and RTC TV4. Coming up halftime, we'll take a look at stats and we'll preview what's coming up next week here on Giant FM. Again, halftime, 32-11. Zebras on top of the Cavaliers. Giant FM and RTC TV4.
We wanted to show thanks to our wonderful customers, so we decided to be in the giving mood and extend our purchase special through November for all purchase fixed-rate sellable loans that are disclosed in the month of November. First Federal Savings Bank will give a lender credit of $500 towards standard closing costs plus a discounted interest rate from the published rate sheet. Ask one of our mortgage loan originators for more details. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. First Federal Savings Bank is an equal housing lender, FDIC insured, NMLS number 399927.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flushes, brake services, alignments, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tires. See Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
Break up with your old internet provider. Hi, I'm Martin Kolger at RTC Communications, and I'm here to tell you, you won't even miss that what's-its-name internet provider you've been putting up with. RTC Communications high-speed wireless internet offers speeds up to 50 megs, no data caps, limited contracts, no landline required, and unlimited usage times. To start a new relationship, call RTC at 223-2191.
Tax season is here, and getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 25 years' experience, Tidewater is happy to assist individuals, small business, and corporate accounts. Located in downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers fast refunds, being prepared with personal and professional care. Call 574-367-7366 today for an appointment. Tidewater Executive Tax Service is your hometown tax resource.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater Tax Service.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School, we are at halftime again with the score 32-11. The Zebras on top. Halftime show is going to be brought to you tonight by Jaretti's Place, home of the Other Side Grill and Arlington Banquet Room. Check out team meals, to-go box lunches, and a full coffee bar. They are also now featuring bubble tea. That's Jaretti's Place in downtown Rochester. Again, 32-11. Brett, you've got our first half numbers.
I do. So we'll go with the visiting Cavaliers first. In the scoring column, leading at halftime for the Cavaliers is Emiliano Ortiz. He has 4 points. All of those 4 points came in the first quarter. From there, Jalen King has a three-point basket for 3 points. Owen Klingler has a three-point basket for 3 points. And then rounding up the scoring is Braxton Conley going 1-for-2 from the free throw line for 1 point. So a total of 11 points in the first half for the Culver Cavaliers. For the home team on the scoreboard for the Rochester Zebras, they are led at halftime right now by Quinn Stasiak. He has 12 points. 10 of those 12 points coming in the second quarter, where Rochester really started dictating tempo and intensity at the same time defensively. So good job by Quinn Stasiak in the second quarter. Grant McCarter has 1 point out of 1 out of 2, and he does not have a field goal yet. So that is probably surprising most probably in this gym tonight, as Grant only has 1 point at this time. Sophomore Tarek McLaughlin came in and did a great job of handling the point when he came in, and he has 5 points. At halftime with 1 3-pointer. Kyle Reinerts has 8 points on 4 field goals. And Blake Hughes has 2 points. And then the other sophomore that came and did a great job was number 30, Aiden Smith, and he has 4 points at this time. So that gives the Zebras 32 points at half, 25 of those 32 coming in the second quarter. Again, where tempo picked up for them. They weren't allowing Culver to dictate tempo offensively and did a great job of really exploding in that second quarter.
Well, you know, you talked at the end of the first quarter where, you know, if you were just tuning in, you were probably a little shocked with the score 7-7. And I think Coach Malco kind of alluded to it in the pregame where he didn't want to wear everybody out in that first. He doesn't feel right now that his bench is as deep as what it could be or what it was last year and the experiences that he lost with those six seniors graduating. So he was kind of trying to feel things out, I think, a little bit in that first quarter. And on the other side, same as Coach Evans. I mean, you this first game, it's one of those catch games. I mean, yes, and you heard Coach Evans making point to it in the pregame show that you know, the scoreboard's not going to dictate. I mean, obviously, you'd love to get on the floor. It's a great thing tonight to get out here on the floor and play. But this is really, especially with not being on, a lot of teams didn't have a scrimmage. So this is a first opportunity that some of these kids have had to get their feet wet and to really understand the pace of the high school basketball.
Yeah, and I think right away Coach Malco's going to find out he's deeper than probably what he thinks. You know what I mean? Those sophomore boys came in and did an excellent job of honestly providing offensively, but also handling the basketball. Yeah. When Culver's coming out in the 2-3 zone, you can't just play big. You know what I mean? Even though they get pounded inside, they got to have somebody to handle it and open up the shooting, and they did a great job. And after the first quarter, I think if you're Coach Evans, you're thrilled.
Right.
You're dictating tempo. Rochester was in a more of a 2-3 zone most of that quarter, so they're being patient, taking their time, 7-7. Shut the lights down, let's go home. You know what I mean? Type of situation. And obviously, second quarter is when, you know, the pressing comes. And I know, talking with Coach Evans before tonight against the scrimmage, you know, our first quarter in the scrimmage was fantastic. And then our second quarter and third quarter kind of got a little skeptical when the press starts happening and somebody else going to a 2-3 zone that traps a little bit. So I think that's going to be the story of probably this season for Coach Evans when he finally gets confidence of the boys to say, hey, handle pressure, know where passes go, make the sure pass. I think that will help his offensive out, obviously, especially for the second quarter. And I think Rochester is going to find out, hey, we're going to pick up the tempo a little bit. We're going to start maybe trapping a little bit and start getting out and run because they have the dogs to do it.
Coach, how do you do it? If you're Coach Evans, you know, I'm not meaning to put you on the spot and exactly knowing what Coach Evans is going to do, because obviously every coach is different, but how do you build the confidence of the kids when you see that Rochester coming at you in that trap?
It's extremely hard, especially when the kids maybe not have the experience of doing it and maybe not have the confidence even going into the game. He preluded to last year a little bit. When you're 1-22, a lot of good things probably didn't happen for you.
Yeah.
So you got to try to build the confidence with probably possession by possession. You're not going to look at the scoreboard like he talked about. You're not going to look about the quarter score. You're going to look at every single possession and find some type of success. So hopefully, I imagine at halftime he's talking about that. Where do you go when you're getting trapped? You know, what spot do you need to fill?
Yeah.
Where do you look for? And right now, what we're doing is we're bringing the ball up. What Culver's doing is they're bringing the ball up and stopping right in the corner. Last place you want to go. And I think he's going to probably reiterate that to the guys, say, hey, settle down. You had a great first quarter. You show you can play. Now you got to do it on every single possession.
JV contest went to the Zebras in a hard-fought battle, 38-33. Brock Bowers led all scores for the Zebras with 21 points, but Shane Schumann led the way and had a great game for the Cavaliers with 14 in a great JV game.
Yeah, the JV game was fun. You know, most of the night, the Cavaliers were winning. They were up 8 to 10 points most of the time, but in that fourth quarter, you know, again, Rochester kind of turned it up a little bit, and Culver didn't handle the pressure very well, and it resulted in a nice Rochester comeback win for them. I know from the JV team, there's a couple kids out with close contact that are honestly the point guard and guard, so they probably would have liked to have them to finish the game tonight. But again, first game of the year for both teams, JV-wise, it was fun to watch kids competing at all levels.
32-11 here at halftime. We'll be back with the third quarter after this. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball, Giant FM Sports, and RTC TV4.
At Shepherd Chevy Buick, the month of November is all about giving thanks, and we couldn't think of a better way to say thank you than to offer you up to $8,000 off MSRP on all remaining 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500s, up to $6,250 off 2020 Chevy Equinox, and up to $7,300 off on Silverado 2500s. And for all of our Buick fans, get up to $9,250 off Buick Enclaves, $6,750 off Buick Envision, and up to $5,500 off on the all-new Buick GX.
Hey Moose, let's be real for a second. Winter is getting ready to be here and put a beating on your car, so why not let our ASC certified technicians get your car ready for cold temperatures with a coolant flush and fill for $239.95 or an oil change with tire rotation for $49.95, up to 6 quarts, gas only Moose, sorry diesels. So remember, you can go anywhere and get a deal, but you won't always be treated like family. And that's what we do here at Shepherd Chevy Buick. We will always treat you like family.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School as we get ready to start the third quarter here at Rochester High School. Again, our next broadcast on Giant FM Sports will be next Wednesday night as the Peru Lady Tigers will come to Rochester to take on the Lady Zebras in their first game back since being off for COVID. Again, that is a 6:15, I believe, a JV contest. 7:30 scheduled for the varsity contest. And then the boys are back in action on a Friday night as the North Judson San Pierre Blue Jays will travel to Rochester High School. That is a late start. That will be an 8 o'clock varsity start. And then we're on the road Saturday, December 5th, to Southwood for girls action here on Giant FM Sports. We start the third quarter. Cavaliers have the basketball. Klingler on the floor with it. He goes left side. Three ball on the way. Off the mark. No good. Zahner with the rebound. Zahner leaves it for King. King can't handle it. Finally picks it back up. Leaves it back out to Klingler. Klingler on top, and he's going to be fouled by McCarter. So on the floor starting for the Cavaliers will be Anderson, King, Klingler, Conley, and Zahner for the Zebras. It is the original starting five in the five seniors in Stasiak, Reinhertz, Reinholt, McCarter, and Hughes. 35 seconds gone by, still 32-11. Cavaliers had the possession to start the quarter, and they still have it after a nice offensive rebound. King with the basketball, top the key. King puts it on the floor, goes to the hole, up and good. 32-13. 7:05 to go here in the third quarter. Cavaliers strike first in the second half. McCarter runs the offense for the Zebras. Goes left side to Reiner. Reinholt. Reinholt to Quinn Stasiak. It cuts at the elbow, and he's going to be fouled. That foul coming against King. That's going to be his third. The Zebras will inbound a baseline right underneath their own basket. Hughes to Reinholt. Reinholt with the basketball to McCarter in the corner. Three ball on the way. Good. Grant McCarter with his first field goal of the night. It's 35-13.
He knew that was going to last long until he's going to get that. So nice start for Grant in the second half.
6.5 to go here in the third quarter. Zahner with the basketball to Klingler. Klingler to the near side to Smith. Klingler in the left wing. He'll dribble back up top between the rings. Klingler against McCarter. Coach Malko changing out the defensive plays. King with the basketball against Stasiak. Now to Klingler. Here comes the double team. Klingler in the middle of the floor, and he's going to be fouled by Stasiak. And I believe that's going to be Stasiak's first. Until I've been off the air for a while.
You do some vocal lessons on the weekend.
I'm going to have to. Something. Jeez. 2 weeks off. Might kill you. King with the basketball after Stasiak's first foul. It's Zebra's second one already here in the third quarter. Klingler with the basketball. From the screen by Anderson. Now the give and go to Anderson. Down low to Zahner. Zahner up off the glass. Too hard. Conley with the rebound. Conley with it. Out to King. His three ball on the way. Off the iron. No good. Quinn. Stasiak rips the rebound. Zebras will look to run now. Quinn quickly up the floor. To Reinholt. Reinholt with the basketball. To a cutting Reinertz. Kicks it back out. Swings it left side. Now to McCarter. McCarter. 10-footer. Short. Quinn with the rebound up off the glass and good. 37-13. Zebras on top. 5:20 to go here. In the third quarter. Pass goes over the top. Tipped by McCarter. And Klingler picks it up. Klingler with the basketball between the rings. To Anderson. Anderson, and has it deflected by Trent Reinholdt. And it'll stay with the Cavaliers. Klingler crosses the timeline. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 37-13. Rainey Wynn, Brett Barrett, glad you could join us. Klingler with the right wing. Running floater on the way, no good. Rebound is fought for, and Kyle Reinerts comes away with it. Severs at the other end. McCarter then is fouled by Anderson as he goes around Anderson on a nice move and takes the shot. He's going to be fouled, and McCarter will go to the line to shoot two. Anderson picks up his second. Coach Evans wants a timeout. It's the 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here and remind you about our proud sponsors this year. Culligan of Fulton County, better water, pure and simple. First Federal Savings Bank. They don't want to be the biggest bank, just the best. Fulton County Best One Tire. The most important person to them is you. RTC Communications. Phone, cable, and internet. Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, where they will always treat you like family. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936. And Smith Farm Store, serving farm and home since 1971. 4:43 to go here in the third quarter. Zebras on top, 37-13. And I think you see a little more patience and on the Culver Cavaliers side when they get that. They're not panicking as much when that trap comes.
Yeah, and obviously I think that timeout was called to kind of review again what they want to do against it. Culver came out in a little different motion offense than they did in the first half. They're really getting a triangle form with their three bigs down low and trying to really pound it at that high post area. So we'll see how Rochester adjusts defensively to that.
And the free throw all on the way by McCarter is good. It's 38-13 now. McCarter will have another one. And the five seniors still on the floor for the Zebras. Reinerts, Reinholdt, Stasiak, McCarter, and Hughes. Free throw on the way. Good. 39-13. Zebras will put pressure on in the backcourt. Here comes that half-court trap. King with the basketball. Down low in the corner. He's going to have to do something quickly with it. McCarter tips it away, and McCarter's going to get called for a push as he was attempting to go for the basketball and shoved Klingler out of the way. Coach Malco calls off the dogs this time. Culver will bring it up as they'll drop back into the half court. Reinerts up top, and now they'll trap him in the corner. Klingler does a nice job of getting out of it. Does to Anderson, down low to Conley, and catching the Zebras off guard and a little half a step behind. And another foul on the Zebras, and Reinholdt that time will pick up his first, team fourth. So four fouls here, just not even halfway through already for the Zebras. Zayner will look to inbound, does to Klingler. Three ball on the way. Off the mark, bounces around, and fought for, and last touch by the Zebras. It'll stay with the Cavaliers. Coach Malco going to the bench and bringing in McLaughlin, and Hughes will sit down. 4:19 to go here in the third, 39-13. Zayner will inbound for the Cavaliers. Slaps the basketball, sets things in motion, gets it into Klingler in the corner. Klingler still dribbling, now trying to get it back down to Zayner, and the pass is last deflected by McLaughlin. It'll stay with the Zebras. It'll stay with the Cavaliers.
That's a good job being in the help side there by Tarek to try to clamp down on the post.
Ball by Zayner will be inbounded again. He's going to have to hurry this time and finally gets it over the top to Klingler. Klingler on the right wing. Klingler down low to Conley, and another foul on the Zebras. And that foul coming against McLaughlin on the hold. And that's going to be his first, team fifth. So the Cavaliers will be shooting here soon. Zayner will inbound for, third or fourth time in a row? Conley with the basketball in the backcourt. Now gives it off to King. King's going to be quickly double-teaming. He gets away to Conley. Conley now down in the corner. Conley to Anderson. Back to Conley. Top to Key. Klingler, three ball on the way. Good. McCarter was there, had a hand in his face, but Owen Klingler with a nice-looking three, and it's 39-16. And Klingler deflects the ball and picked back up by Reinholdt. Reinholdt now gives off to McLaughlin. Over the top to Reinerts. Reinerts up off the glass. Good.
unfortunately for Culver, that thing's been there all night, and Rochester's not really taking advantage of it.
Yeah, you can see Austin Zander knew it was coming but couldn't really do much about it.
Over the top with King with the basketball to Klingler. Klingler now going to be double-teamed. He's going to have to get away and does to Anderson. Anderson, top of the key. And he'll come to the near side to King. King has it with 3 minutes to go here in the third. Ball's tipped away, picked up by King. King, then to the hole, up left hand, right hand layup, up and no good. But the Zebras can't control it. McCarter's going to be the last to touch it, and the Cavaliers will keep it under their own basket.
Nice shot by Jalen King attacking the basket there. Obviously had a wide open layup and needed to finish it, but a good job obviously staying in attack mode.
Smith checks in, and see Reinholt sent out, and also coming in was Powell for the Cavaliers. He'll inbound it. And Conley up off the glass against McCarter, no good. Reinhardt pulls down the rebound. Quickly ahead to McLaughlin. McLaughlin to the hole, kicks it back out to Smith, and a charge is coming. Great job by Conley to set up for that charge. He saw Terry McLaughlin just put his head down and was going to the hole, and Conley stood in there and took the charge. Great job for him.
Yeah, so I think it's about a second or third attempt to try to take one and finally got that call, so good job by Braxton.
Second foul on McLaughlin, so the Zebras now with 16 fouls, so Cavaliers shooting free throws the rest of the contest. Zebras trying to pick up the pace a little bit, doing some trapping around. Anderson with the basketball, down low to Conley. Conley now at the right block. The give and go to Smith, King. His shot up off the glass is good. 41-18. A lot more patience that time, I think, with the Cavaliers as the Zebras will trying to force some bad passes. Smith with the basketball. He leaves it for Stasiak. Shot no good. Stasiak gets his own rebound. He'll go back up. No good, but a foul coming on the floor. It'll be out of bounds to the Zebras. Foul is on Powell, and the Zebras will inbound. I want to go back down to this offensive side by the Cavaliers. Great ball movement. They were able to take care of the basketball and got that good-looking shot.
Yeah, and that was with three traps coming from Rochester, yeah. So they really did a good job of not, you know, forcing the quick pass for a turnover. So much better patience in seeing the floor.
Inbounds pass is taken to Stasiak, and he's going to be fouled by Conley. And Conley will pick up his first team fourth. Zaner back in. Conley will sit down. McCarter will inbound for the Zebras with 2:08 to go here in the third. 41-18, Zebras on top. Randy Wynn, Brett Barron, glad you could join us. The inbounds is to Reinhardt. Reinhardt then is going to be called for an offensive foul. Reinhardt's turned around to go back up, and a great job by the Cavaliers to stay their ground, and another offensive foul.
Yeah, he obviously a good power move, but he just dropped his shoulder a little bit too low, but a good job of trying to power through contact.
2 minutes to go here in the third, 41-18. Klingler with the basketball. Comes to the near side now to King. King back to Klingler. To King on the left side, thinks about a three, passes back over to Klingler. King drifting down to the corner. He gets the ball. He'll fire the three quickly on the way. No good. Rebound fought for, and I think they're going to end up getting a foul called. Yep, they do. Call a foul on Anderson. It's going to be his third, team fifth. Coach Evans is like, can you explain that one to me? both players going after, and really that was a tough call to have to make.
He's like, give us a break here, right?
Quickly ahead to the Zebras. Stasiak with the basketball. Down low to Reinhardt. His shot no good. Going to be waved off as the foul coming on the floor. And it'll be out of bounds to the Zebras. That'll be the team six. So both teams now in the bonus for the rest of the contest. McCarter will inbound, looking for Stasiak. Gets it to him on the block. Stasiak then is double team, and he'll go to the line to shoot one in the bonus. That one on Powell. His second. Ortiz will come back into the contest. And Klingler will sit down. Coach probably trying to save a foul here in the last minute and a half for Klingler.
I almost thought he picked that one up right there by reaching in.
Stasiak now at the line to shoot one in the bonus with 90 seconds remaining here in the third. Quiet gym.
Probably worse than practice.
But Quinn knocks it down, 42-18. Second one on the way. Quinn takes his time, eyes it, flies it, and good again. 43-18 with 90 seconds to go here in the third. Zebras back in the 1-3-1. King with the basketball to Ortiz. Ortiz picks up his dribble. He's got to do something with it. Back to Anderson. Back to Ortiz. Down to the corner to King. Back to Ortiz. Top to Powell. Powell with the basketball. Has it knocked loose by Reinert. Ball's loose on the ground. And Coach Evans gets a timeout. And let's see. What is he going to want, a 30 or a 60? It's going to be a full. It's all he's got left. So we'll take one as well with a minute 11 to go here in the third quarter, 43-18, high school boys basketball, Giant FM Sports, and RTC TV4.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3156 to see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School after the Cavalier timeout. They'll have the basketball and Ortiz will bring it across the timeline. Minute 5 to go here in the third quarter. Rainy Wind, Brett Barrett, glad you could join us. Ortiz with it on the right wing. Checking into the contest during that timeout was Minix. Cameron Minix into the contest for the Cavaliers. Hughes also checking back in for the Zebras. Cavaliers looking to just kind of take the clock down here in the final 40 seconds. And Minix will fire a three ball on the way. No good. And a nice block out by Aiden Smith. And over the top goes Anderson and walk to the other end and shoot free throws. Anderson picks up his fourth. As Aiden Smith now will be at the line shooting 1-1. Coming back in for the Cavaliers will be number 15, Braxton Conley. And Anderson will sit down. Kind of noticed, too, at that timeout, the officials come over. They got two basketballs up here at the scoring table, and they rotate them and wipe them down. So kind of interesting things that they are doing.
Yeah, usually in our games, I've been trying to tell them, can you switch to a smaller ball for us so the ball could go in more, but they still haven't done that yet.
They haven't tried that one yet.
No.
Free throws missed by the Zebras, and the Cavaliers will bring it down the other end with 23 seconds to go, and Coach Evans going to try to hold on to it for one shot here with 18. Ortiz in the corner, and a thrown away by Minix, quickly ahead to Reinert. Reinert's up off the glass. Good. 45-18 with 6 seconds to go, and here comes King across the timeline with three. King to Minix. He'll fire a three ball at the buzzer. No good. And that'll do it at the end of the third quarter. Zebras 45, Cavaliers 18. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball, Giant FM Sports, and RTC TV4.
Smith Farm Store and their knowledgeable staff are ready for fall. Smith Farm Store, your official Skag, Steel, and Simplicity dealer, with a full line of equipment from leaf blowers to snow throwers. Smith Farm Store staffs a fully certified repair technician to tune up or fix your equipment so it's always ready. While you're at Smith Farm Store, be sure to check out their inventory of clothing, pet, and equestrian supplies, paint, lighting, grills, wood stoves, and much more. Everything for every project, all under one roof. Smith Farm Store, 151 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
Local radio is high school basketball, basketball on Giant FM.
Back here on Giant FM Sports and RTC TV 4. The third quarter complete. It's 45-18. Couple scores to pass along. It's Warsaw defeating Shortridge out of Indianapolis, 63-43. Start of the third quarter, it's in the fourth quarter now, it's Whitco over Columbia City, 41-39. Crown Point leads LaPorte in girls basketball, 19-4 after one.
Let's see, it's a final now, I guess. Columbia City 47, Whitco 44 in the new Columbia City gym. Didn't realize Columbia City got a new gym. So they opened up the season with a victory there. 45-18 is our score here as we head to the fourth quarter. Zebras with the basketball to start. McCarter has it now on the right wing. Cross-court pass to McLaughlin. Leaves it down low to Reinerts. His shot up and no good, but a foul coming. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. And that foul is on King, I believe. And it is on Jalen. That'll be his fourth. As we get deep here in the fourth quarter, the Cavaliers getting into a little foul trouble.
Yeah, they have three players with four fouls and three key players for them with four fouls.
Reinerts at the line, the left-handed shooter, up and good. 46-18. Again, our next broadcast will be next Wednesday night as the Free Lady Tigers will come to Rochester High School, take on the Lady Zebras as they get back in action. CRC matchup here from Rochester High School next Wednesday. Second free throw, good by Reinerts. He's got two more, 47-18 now. Coach Malco calling out the defense, and the Zebras will be in the 1-3-1. Ball thrown over the top by Reinerts, picked up by King. King to the hole, up off the glass, no good. And McLaughlin quickly with the rebound ahead to Reinerts. His layup up and good. 49-18. Cavaliers with the basketball. King up top. King goes right side to Ortiz. King. Brings it to the top now to Minix. Left side to Klingler. Three ball on the way. No good. Smith pulls down the rebound, loses the touch, and picked up by McLaughlin. Quickly ahead to Hughes. Quickly to Reinerts. Up and good. 51-18.
That's, I guess, the beauty of their defense at 1-3-1 when you have Reinerts up top and he can release out.
Yeah. Ortiz is three ball on the way, no good. Hughes pulls down the rebound ahead to McLaughlin. McLaughlin leaves it for Hughes. Hughes on the right wing. Kicks it back up top to McCarter. McCarter at the free throw line. Jumper on the way, no good. Rebound Reinerts up and good. 53-18.
He's just taking over the paint right now.
Cavaliers with the basketball. Ortiz in the corner. Back up top to Klingler. To a cutting King. Down low to Conley. Conley at the right block. Up and good. Nice ball movement. Finished that time by the Cavaliers. It's 53-20. Well, I guess the Columbia City has a all-new school and $100 million school. And all the works from what Steve from RTC tells me. Thanks, Steve Stricker, for that information. 5:40 to go here in the fourth, 53-20 now. Cavaliers with the basketball. King on the right wing. Kicks it out to Ortiz, and King just runs right over the top of McLaughlin. And I believe that's going to be his fifth or fourth. Having a conversation at the bench on his fourth or fifth.
I had him for four as well.
Sure.
As my pencil erased it.
That's why we do it in pencil. Anderson in for Ortiz, so that is only the fourth. We must have had some numbers transcribed.
He thought so just as well, because he was coming over to sidelines. He knew his fifth
as well. McLaughlin quickly breaking the press by the Cavaliers, and the Zebras have it. Smith now in the right corner. Smith with the basketball to McLaughlin. Zebras look to move the ball around here. McCarter has it on the left wing. 5:14 to go here in the fourth quarter. Zebras 53-20. McLaughlin with the basketball against Minix. Minix playing defense against McLaughlin. Now he leaves it for Smith. Smith here in the front of us on the right side. Penetrates in, kicks it back out to McLaughlin. McLaughlin with the basketball. Here comes the double team. He gets out of it. Gets it away to McCarter. McCarter on the far side. Dribbles down. Kicks it back to McLaughlin. 53-20. Here to go in the fourth quarter. 4:42 And Minix with almost a steal. Instead, he's going to be called for a foul, and that'll be the team 10th. So McLaughlin will go to the line to shoot 10, or excuse me, shoot 2 on the double bonus. Randy Wynn, Brett Barrett, glad you could join us here tonight. Season opener for high school boys basketball in the area. McLaughlin with the free throw miss, 53-20.
He is 0 for 3 from the free throw line tonight.
You could tell by the way he released that one, he wasn't happy with it. McLaughlin with his next one. That's a better release, and it's good, 54-20. 4.5 to go here in the contest. Klingler with the basketball. Goes to the right side to King. Intended was Conley, stolen by Smith. Aiden Smith up off the glass. Nice head ball fake. And he's got two more. It's 56-20. And Coach Malco going to the bench and bring in some kids to get some experience here for the final 4 minutes. Minix with the three ball on the way. No good. Rebound fought for. And McLaughlin brings it down. Quickly ahead to Aiden Smith. His shot is blocked by Klingler, but a foul coming.
Now, that should be his fifth. I'm not going to say it. Well, I did say it, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see. Klingler. And we will have a host of subs. For the Zebras will be 5, Aaron Huffman. And in the contest, also number 24, Dryden Vance. And also number 40, Reese Reaney, into the contest. For the Cavaliers, Klingler sits down, and Zahner came in, and also so did Havram. So 4:03 to go. Smith with his first free throw is good, 57-20. Last 4 minutes, I'm sure Coach Evans is looking for still just competing and running your offense, working through things. Obviously, he mentioned it early in the pregame that the scoreboard doesn't matter. It's the effort and to making sure you understand what you're needing to do.
Absolutely. And, you know, you just heard him in that free throw. There you go. Win this one-on-one. So he's even talking about a small snippet of a box out. Win the one-on-one box out just to take little possessions at a time.
King with the basketball, top of the key. King gives it to Anderson. Knocked loose by Smith, stolen by Huffman. Huffman quickly ahead to McLaughlin. Layup up and good. 60-20 now. Zebras on top. Coach Evans talking about that pass. I mean, he's still coaching all the way down. I mean, even after the basket, he's telling them, hey, make better passes. Those are the passes that you got to watch out for. Zahner with it to Minix. Minix three ball on the way. No good. Vance with the rebound. Vance leaves it for Huffman. Huffman now quickly ahead to McLaughlin. To Smith. Back to McLaughlin, and he'll pull it out and reset the Zebra offense. 3 minutes to go here in the contest. 60-20. Zebras on top. McLaughlin with the basketball. McLaughlin goes left side now to Smith. Against Minix. He leaves it down low to Huffman. Huffman penetrates the lane, kicks it out to Vance. His 12-footer on the way, no good. Zahner rips a rebound. Gives it off to Anderson. Quickly ahead to King. King with the basketball. King, left block. Down to Anderson on the cut. And up and good. The foul. Good looking pass that time by King to Anderson. And that foul coming on Huffman. That's going to be his first. And Anderson will get to the line to complete the three-point play. McLaughlin will come out, and Hunter Campbell, a 5'10 sophomore, into the contest for the first time tonight. Free throw missed by Anderson, but Zahner pulls down the rebound. Quickly to King, his three ball on the way. Off the glass, no good. Smith tracks down the Zebra rebound. Smith down low, kicks it back out to Vance. Back up top to Huffman. Huffman to Campbell. Campbell with the basketball. To Smith, to Huffman, to Campbell. Campbell to Huffman at the free throw line.
Now to Smith, and Smith will bring it back out. 2 minutes to go here in the contest. Aiden Smith against Minix in the left corner. Now leaves it for Huffman. Huffman will bring it back out. Huffman against Zahner. Aiden Smith now with the basketball in the corner. Nice job by King to try to get the steal, and he kicks it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Zebras. Coming into the contest for the first time tonight, Shane Schumann into the contest. Minute 42 to go. Here, Zebras will have it across the sideline. Huffman inbounds to Campbell. Campbell gets across the timeline for Huffman. Huffman left wing. Huffman to Campbell. Campbell to Smith. Smith with the basketball. 90 seconds to go. Reese Reaney with the basketball. Now to Smith against Minix. Smith now double teamed. And he's got to get rid of it. And he does to Huffman. To Campbell. Campbell on the left wing. To Vance. Back out to Campbell. 65 seconds to go. Zebras will move to 1-0. The Cavaliers will fall to 0-1. But you heard Coach Evans say it in the pregame, you know, success is not made in game one. And a lot of things I'm sure he's seeing right now to be able to work on.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's got to be pleased with the first quarter, you know, and how that went out starting the game. And then obviously take some of those successes. They play West Central next and see what you can do against West Central.
Zebras with the basketball. Smith with it. Down low to Reese Reaney. 30 seconds to go. 60-22, Zebras on top. Aiden Smith right in front of the Zebra bench. He'll dribble back out to restart the clock, or the count from the official. Now to Campbell. Campbell with the basketball. Campbell to Huffman. To Vance. You know, this is really good, too, for these younger kids. Culver's still putting some pressure on there, and the Zebra's able to make
ball, yeah.
Take care of the basketball.
Absolutely.
And that's going to do it. Campbell will pick it up, and the buzzer will sound the final. 60-22. The Zebras will move to 1-0. Cavaliers fall to 0-1. When we come back, we will have the postgame show being brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins, the law firm built for your current and future legal needs. Again, the final here from Rochester High School, 60-22. Zebras over the Cavaliers. You're listening to High School Basketball, Giant FM Sports, and RTC TV4.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at smithsawyerins.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
Also, we want to mention some of our great sponsors here tonight, Smith Sawyer and Smith Insurance, Insurance Bonds and Wealth Management, Woodlawn Hospital, where care and compassion meet, and it's all Moose Lodge 1107. Come out and enjoy family fun. The Insulation Guys, your hometown certified insulation service provider. Jennings Insurance in Argus and Rochester, going beyond the expected for you. Fulton County Solid Waste District, don't trash our future, please recycle. Glasgow Memorial Hospital, connecting you with excellent health care providers. Tidewater Executive Tax Service, where everyone counts. Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins, the law firm built for your current and future legal needs. Giretti's Place, home of the Other Side Grill and Arlington Banquet Room, and Inyart's True Value. Behind every project is a true value.
Rochester Glass is proud to be celebrating 63 years as a family-owned business right here in Fulton County. They supply glass for every purpose. Their specialties are storefronts, tabletops, mirrors, plexiglass, window screens, window glass, thermopane doors and windows, auto glass installation and repair, and 3M Scotch Tint window tinting for residential and commercial windows and vehicles. Call Rochester Glass Company 223-6574 or stop by their location 1525 Main Street in Rochester. Tax season is here, and getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 25 years' experience, Tidewater is happy to assist individuals,
small business, and corporate accounts. Located in downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers fast refunds, being prepared with personal and professional care. Call 574-367-7366 today for an appointment. Tidewater Executive Tax Service is your hometown tax resource.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater Tax Service.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. Serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
We wanted to show thanks to our wonderful customers, so we decided to be in the giving mood and extend our purchase special through November for all purchase fixed-rate sellable loans that are disclosed in the month of November. First Federal Savings Bank will give a lender credit of $500 towards standard closing costs plus a discounted interest rate from the published rate sheet. Ask one of our mortgage loan originators for more details. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. First Federal Savings Bank is an equal housing lender, FDIC insured, NMLS number 399927.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flushes, brake services, alignments, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tire. See Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
Have you heard that RTC has upgraded their new fixed wireless? RTC has invested in new towers and equipment to bring the best possible fixed wireless service to those customers in our community that cannot get fiber-based internet. This service is available in Fulton and northern Miami counties. There are no data caps, and speeds up to 50 meg can be delivered. Call 223-2191 or 598-2782 and learn more about the new fixed wireless from RTC.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School again, the final tonight, 60-22. The Zebras defeat the Cavaliers. We're joined now in the post game, being brought to you by Peterson, Weiger, and Perkins, by Zebra head coach Rob Malco. And coach, you said in the pregame that you know, you probably see a little bit of everything tonight, and I think you did. You really mixed it up. I think the first quarter you played it kind of lightly, maybe?
Conservative.
Yeah. And really 7-7, but boy, in that second quarter, they turned up the pressure.
Well, yeah, it's first game, and Culver came out, and they were playing really hard. And, you know, there's always a little bit, I don't know if it's jitters or it's just apprehension. It's just that first game process of getting on the floor and you know, our two sophomores trying to get them in the game early just so they could get their feet wet. And I thought in the second quarter, the two sophomores really brought some energy and made some plays for us. And I thought that Kyle and Quinn tonight were just really good at leading offensively and defensively. What I wanted to see tonight was us moving the ball well, you know, sharing it. I wanted to see people, if they made a mistake, move to the next play, not you know, drag around and be frustrated. I thought we saw good body language tonight. And, you know, beyond that, it's just great to be playing basketball again.
You know, you talked, too, as you thought maybe you weren't going to be as deep as what you thought as last year coming off the bench. But Brett and I talked at halftime. Boy, them sophomores really put a little depth in your bench play tonight.
Well, we felt like, you know, they're instinctive. You know, they really just kind of know how to play. But there's no experience. So, you know, you don't know when you come out how that's going to work out. But, you know, I thought from the second quarter on, they did play instinctively. And like I told them all fall winter coming in, You know, I push them, you know, and I challenge them, and I'm, you know, really getting on them at times. And I told them, you got to find the balance of me pushing you and you still trusting yourself and playing instinctive basketball while I'm telling you you need to be here or you need to make that pass the next time down the floor and not get tight and not overthink it. And I said, that's the hardest thing about being a player at the varsity level is being coached hard and pushed and still trusting your instincts. And I thought they did a pretty good job tonight.
We talked in the pregame, too, about you were excited to see a healthy Kyle Reinerts. And, boy, it was fun tonight to watch him.
We never saw that guy all last year. And, you know, fortunately we had some depth last year with our seniors. And, you know, just a blessing to be able to – even when he comes out to practice, he's got a little hop to his step. Last year he was ill most of the year. It was like he was dragging an anchor around. And yet he played hard,
right.
He played smart, and he gave us everything he had. But what we saw, what I hope is this, for the rest of the season, is he has an ability to separate, and I hope he can continue to do that.
You know, we talked, too, about Quinn Stasiak and his ability to play inside and out, and I thought he did that well again tonight. Battled down low in the blocks and hit some off the glass and rebounds, but then yet he stepped outside and nailed the three as well.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, Quinn has that ability. He was been a point guard his whole life. And then last season, because of physicality and him embracing playing down low, you know, he just started being a forward for us. And it's kind of nice having kind of a point forward, you know. in a roundabout way, is a little bit, this is old school, but a little Larry Bird-ish, you know. He rebounds for us. He can step out and knock down a three. He's embracing the contact and playing down low. And he's just kind of that guy that has a complete game.
Now you have a little over a week here. You're going to obviously enjoy Thanksgiving now, and turkey will taste a little better with a big victory tonight. But you've got a week, and then you're back at it again with North Judson.
Yeah, North Judson. We were supposed to play Winnemac, but they're dealing with COVID issues. And I think everybody I was talking to Coach Evans, and he was saying that they had, you know, a point guard that plays for the JV that they missed tonight. And, you know, I think every team throughout the year, because of issues such as, we're going to have to figure out how to adjust, overcome. Hopefully, you know, for Culver and us, we don't have one of those two-week hiatuses where we're shut down, because, you know, you get 14 days off and you lose everything, conditioning,
right,
timing, and that's tough to come back from. So yeah, I just encourage the guys that, you know, for Thanksgiving break, be aware. You know who's around you, know what's going on, and if there's something that you sense could be an issue, get out, you know, and go someplace else. So we'll see how it works out, and cross our fingers.
Big win, 60-22. Go enjoy it, and have a good Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you Saturday morning.
All right, thanks, guys.
Zebra head coach Rob Malko on the Peterson Wagner post-game show here on Giant FM. Brett, we'll let you give the stats, and we'll see if we can catch Coach Evans. If not, we'll talk to him Saturday morning as well.
All right, very good. So we will start with the victorious Rochester Zebras scoring a total of 60 points. They were led by scoring by Kyle Reinerts with 20 points. He had 2-point field goals, just owned the paint all night long. It was 2-for-2 from the free throw line. He was followed by Quinn Stasiak. Quinn had 16 points. He had 5 twos, a three, and then 3-for-3 from the free throw line just as well. And honestly, in the second and third quarter, he controlled the game. So he did a great job, as Coach Malko talked about, being a point guard his whole life. He really crashed the boards. We would love to have a point guard like that. So he did a great job tonight, scoring 16 points. From there, they had two players at 8 points. Tarek McLaughlin, a sophomore, coming in, giving great minutes. He had 8 points with 1 three-pointer, went 1-for-4 from the free throw line. And then followed by the other sophomore, Aiden Smith, number 30. He had 8 points. He had 2 twos, and he was 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. From there, rounding up the scoring, Grant McCarter ended up chipping in 6 points. He was 3-for-4 from the free throw line. And then rounding out the scoring was Blake Hughes with 2 points for a total of 60. The Zebras shot 13 from 19 for the free throw line, so that's pretty good, especially in game one. Rebound-wise, they out-rebound the Cavaliers 17-7. I only had them down for 5 turnovers. Now, I know this is totally unofficial, but for your first game of the year, they only had 5 turnovers. That's really a clean basketball game, so they did a great job of taking care of the ball. For the Cavaliers, they were led by Jalen King. He had 7 points. He had 1 three-pointer and 2 twos. From there, they had Owen Klingler with 2 three-pointers, rounding out for 6 points. Emiliano Ortiz had 4 points for the Cavaliers, all 4 points coming in the first quarter. Braxton Conley chipped in 3. He had 1 free throw to go with a bucket. And then rounding out the scoring for the Cavaliers was Marquez Anderson with a field goal for 2 points. The Cavaliers only shot 5 free throws on the night, 2 out of 5. As I said earlier, they started out with a lot of turnovers in that first quarter and second quarter. Ended up the night, again, 13 turnovers total, but they had 11 at halftime. So a much cleaner second half for them, so they got to be pleased with that. They had a total of 7 rebounds, so it seemed like they were taken out of the net more than anything, not getting those opportunities. But overall, that was the scoring for the Rochester Zebras and Culver Cavaliers. Score was 60-22.
In the JV contest, it was Rochester over the Cavaliers 38-33. Brock Bowers led the way for the Zebra JVers with 21. Shane Schumann led the way for the Cavaliers with 14. Again, the final in the JV, 38-33. Again, your final here tonight, 60-22. Some final scores to pass along in girls basketball is Culver Academy 55, North Miami 46, and in boys basketball is Bluffton 50, Manchester 37. Thanks, Coach Davis, for those scores, and we'll look forward to more scores throughout the year. See if we get Coach Evans or not here. You know, he's not used to it. We'll see. See if we can't wave him down here. Again, the final here, 60-22, as the Zebras win tonight. Here comes Coach Evans. Whoa. Squeeze him in here. We got time. Again, the final tonight, 60-22, is we will be joined here now by Coach Kyle Evans in the postgame show. Again, the postgame being brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. Coach Evans, thanks for joining us here. Tough loss there, 60-22 yep. for you. But, you know, we're talking with Coach Barron here. There's a lot of little things that you're going to be able to take away from this build on. You know, we talked in the pregame show that scoreboard really doesn't mean anything when you're working to build a program right now.
Right. I mean, I was overly pleased with that first quarter. I don't think I expected us to really come out that solid. But, you know, on the offensive end, we didn't turn the ball over. We were disciplined with it. We didn't take bad shots. You know, we limited bad dribbles and really did a nice job. Defensively, we executed a good game plan. We mixed in some of our regular zone and then some of our presses and then our chaser. And really, I think it had them flustered early, enough to make them have to change what they're doing and come at us. And, you know, that's a credit to our guys executing the game plan. And then I thought that third quarter, I mean, I was really pleased with our third quarter. We went in the locker room and said, hey, who are five guys that we think are not going to turn the ball over right now? And so we decided it was our three bigs. So we kind of went some triangle action down there and just tried to really – feed the big guys, and that's something that's new for them.
Right.
You know, coming in, we're like, hey, we got some meat here. We're looking to get the ball in the post, and they're
right.
like, whoa, wait a second, we've done this before. I'm not even sure what to do yet.
Right.
So you can see we do a good job of feeding the post, looking the post. Once we get there, we kind of get stuck sometimes, realizing when to kick out, when to make a scoring move. But we'll get there. It's positive.
You know, and I think the only other real issue that really stuck out was maybe getting foul trouble. You know, the guys that you've got to have on the floor are going to have to, you know, learn to when to back it down a little bit extra.
You know, I don't mind it, to be honest with you. And here's why. I don't want to be calling ticky-tack in practice and then all of them they come out here and play tentative. You know, if our guys are – unless it's something really silly, like they're just slapping down
right.
at somebody – but, you know, if they're trying to take a charge and they get a block or they're trying to contest a shot down low or, you know, that's it happens.
Yeah.
And I'm not upset with that. We'll work on it. They'll adjust.
Right.
They'll adjust. But I don't want them to lose that we're going to come at you sort of mentality.
Coach, what's on the agenda now? Obviously, Thanksgiving break here a little bit. But with COVID, what's your schedule look like now after this?
Take a couple days off. Come back Saturday. Start preparing for ourselves. Work on maintaining the ball. Obviously, rebounding is a big thing for us. West Central won't nearly have the size and strength that Rochester. They were just absolutely dominant down there. And we knew they would be. And our guys battled as long as they could until Stasiak. And those guys just decided, hey, we're stronger, we're bigger, we're just going to move you. You know, I think to Josh Havron, who actually had two or three great backside steals.
Yeah.
And they just moved him.
Yeah.
And I told Josh, I said, you're in position. You got to move them. I know they outweigh you by 20, 30, but you move them and the other guys go board. So we'll work on those things as we prepare for West Central. But there's positives there. We still got a long way to go defensively. Brand new system, and it's not an easy system to learn. There's a lot of things to it. But offensively, you know, if we contain the ball or if we maintain possession and we get the shots we want, you know, hopefully, eventually, as much shooting as we do in practice, they'll start falling for us.
Well, Coach, you know, there's, like you said, you mentioned in the pregame, you know, the success doesn't build after one game. So, but you saw a lot of improvement, and it's nice to get on the floor and get it on film and see, and now you can go back and break it down a little more.
Absolutely. And in that first quarter, we told our guys, you're doing everything we teach the first quarter of both our scrimmages and this game, and it shows. But when you're tired or adversity sets in, you fall back on bad habits, and our old habits right now are not good habits. So, you know, that's a daily process, building those good habits. So come February, March, when they're tired, they're falling back on those good, disciplined habits.
Coach, tough loss, but lots of positive things, and we'll look forward to talking to you every Saturday morning.
We're playing basketball, baby.
The other thing. We'll let you go enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
Kyle Evans of the Culver Cavaliers. Again, the final tonight, 60-22 here from Rochester High School. JV contest, 38-33. Again, Brock Bowers, 21. Shane Schumann, 14 for the Cavaliers. Brett, I want to thank you for filling in as Justin under the weather, so he took the night off, and he'll be back next week with me on a Wednesday night. But I want to thank you for your insight. Always enjoy talking basketball with you.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity. It's always fun to call a game with a good friend, so I do appreciate that, and you make sure you have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. We want to wish everybody out there a great Thanksgiving. Take care, be safe, and we'll look forward to talking to you Saturday morning on Coach's Corner. And, again, Wednesday night, right back here, the Lady Zebras get back in action against the Purdue Tigers here at Rochester High School. That's going to do it from the Rochester High School. Again, the final tonight in the varsity contest, 60-22. For Brett Behrens, I'm Randy Wynn. We'll talk to you Saturday morning. See you.
Rochester basketball is brought to you by Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, Jennings Insurance, The Insulation Guys, Rochester Glass, Enyart's True Value, Fulton Solid Waste District, Manitow Moose Lodge number 1107. Rochester basketball is also brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, RTC Communications, Culligan of Fulton County, Woodlawn Hospital, First Federal Savings Bank, Fulton County REMC, Smith Farm Store, Fulton County Best One Tire, Tidewater Executive Tax Service,